Never say never. Thank you so much, Mike. Really appreciate you joining us. Mike Wood from the Daily Star TV critic. Appreciate you joining us here at Talk Radio. Now, I very much appreciate, as I always do, Mr. John Holmes coming to the studio, telling us what's happening on his show.
That's right. Well, we will be tackling, of course, the big issues, particularly the use of passports to get into a hospital. We'll be tackling that.
When you say tackling?
Well, I say why not turn hospitals into high-end resorts?
All-inclusive.
You've already got a wristband with your name on. So you already get massages, don't you? So all there's already like sort of hypnotherapy,
or you can eat buffets.
So all of these things, yeah, exactly. There's food, so it's not far. You don't have to do much work turn a hospital into a 5-star resort. So that's what we're going to be looking at.
Why are you not in charge of the world, John Holmes? Coming
it's
up
only
from
a matter of time.
It is from 1 o'clock. I'll be his vice president. How scary is that? This is Talk Radio. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Get your weekday morning started with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going every weekday morning from 6 as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Amigo loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required, who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. Amigoloans.co.uk.
Okay, I'm going to say something radical in this advert for WeBuyAnyCar.com. If you sell your car privately, you might get a better price than if you sell with us. Yep, I said it. But ask yourself this. How much do you value your evenings and weekends? Is it really worth giving up so much of your time for a little extra money? No? Then join the thousands of motorists who sell with us quickly and easily every week. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5-star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly daily to 58 sunny destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
1 o'clock. Good afternoon. Tuesday. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Joe Cox accused won't give evidence. Trump backs Farage for ambassador role and Kanye West is hospitalised.
Talk Radio.
The man accused of murdering the MP, Joe Cox, will not give evidence at his trial. 53-year-old Thomas Mayer, who's charged with killing the Labour politician in West Yorkshire in June, has chosen not to testify. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports from the Old Bailey.
The judge said his absence from the witness box may lead the jury to draw inferences. Without any evidence to defend Mr. Mayer, the court's been hearing closing statements. The prosecution described the sheer barbarity of Joe Cox's murder and the utter cowardice of her murderer. Joe Cox's mother sobbed, clasping her husband's hand. Her sister's jaw dropped as she watched CCTV footage of the brutal killing. The defence told the jury if they're not sure, they need to acquit Mr. Mayer, who denies the charges. charges.
An 18-year-old has been found guilty of murdering an older man he met on the dating app Grindr. Ben Bamford stabbed 52-year-old Paul Jeffries more than 40 times after building up a £400 drug debt. A woman has died in Kent and police are searching for a missing pensioner in South Wales after more disruption caused by heavy rain and strong winds. Coast Guards in Dover managed to get the 39-year-old out of the water off Folkestone Harbour this morning, but she couldn't be saved. MPs have mocked Donald Trump's suggestion Nigel Farage should be the UK's ambassador to the United States. It's after the president-elect tweeted to say the UKIP leader would do a great job. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson has dismissed the idea.
We have a first-rate ambassador in Washington doing a very good job of relating both with the present administration and the administration-to-be, and there is no vacancy for that position.
And Kanye West has reportedly been admitted to hospital for exhaustion just a day after cancelling his tour. It's understood the rapper's being treated for sleep deprivation in Los Angeles after police were called to reports of a disturbance yesterday.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain clearing in eastern Scotland and the northeast of England, but most parts of the UK will stay cloudy with further rain and risks of flooding. Highs of 11 degrees.
Mm. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Hi there.
Are you okay?
Yeah, you.
I'm all right, thanks.
Why are we whispering?
You started it.
Fine. That's Victoria there with the news, of course. Bonus news today from Victoria. As regular listeners will know, her bulletins have been shaved. They are shorter than they previously once were. And therefore, she has to make up the time before she still gets paid the same. Like a Toblerone. Smaller, but costs the same.
Still delicious.
So she makes up the time at 2:30 with bonus news. Today,
animal news!
It's her favourite. Animal, vegetable, mineral covers everything off. Of course, today's animal news, the turn of animal news, coming at around 2:30. And I know it's a highlight for many of us. Now, pre-recorded sport time. Here's Pete Abbott.
No!
Oh.
No.
No.
It's probably Kate Partridge.
I'm Kate Partridge. Is it?
Well, let's find out.
All right. It might be Kate Partridge with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon. I'm Ian Abraham.
It's news!
We start with football and it's Monte Carlo or bust for Spurs. Flying away to Monaco in the Champions League. Realistically,
so what,
Tottenham
what,
win.
So it's a different animal. You thought it was going to be a partridge. It turns out it's a moose.
Oh, yeah.
A moose in a pear tree. Never mind.
That's not magic. We need to find a way. In front, we have a very good team. Monaco, we know very well. We always want to win, and it's not to take more risks or less risks. It's to try to be clever.
Commentary on that game on our sister station, Talk Sport. Leicester can make club history tonight. A draw or a win home to Club Bruges would see them qualify for the first time ever for the knockout stages of the Champions League. There's a full programme in League One and League Two. Gareth Southgate, meanwhile, is expected to be confirmed as England manager next week after his interview. Former Spurs striker Jurgen Klinsmann's been sacked as the USA coach. And this afternoon's all-weather race meeting at Southall is off due to a waterlogged track. That's your sport, powered by TalkSport.
That's your sport, powered by a moose. Good afternoon. Welcome along. Let's do a programme here on the radio.
Talk Radio. Black Friday at Sky is on now, with some fantastic offers for Sky TV customers. Like Sky Sports, half price for 12 months, saving you up to £165.
Oh, what a save!
Or Sky Cinema, half price for 12 months, saving you up to £108.
Bullseye.
Or why not get both? Half price for 12 months.
Simply incredible!
Don't miss out. Search Sky Black Friday Upgrade now. Sky. Believe in better. New Sky Cinema and Sky Sports customers only. Sky Cinema £9, Sky Sports £13.75, or both £18 extra per month for 12 months. Then standard pricing applies. 31 days notice to cancel.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
You're listening to Talk Radio on a timetabling and funding by all accounts. Luke, learn how to film stuff. Paid intern Cornelius. Basically sits there looking quite awkward.
I was angry and sad.
You want to see Bags Band, is that right?
Yeah. Are you timing this?
It's like Sharon. Sex, Luke. The man's an idiot.
Let me do the filming. I can film.
Don't join in the song when you're not in the band. The 1:30 is Victoria with Twitter.
I am a ghost.
Wow, it's just like being on the floor.
Yeah.
I'll be trapped in the words of it.
Error. I think you'll find it's in the Himalaya. So what there is now is a virtual reality.
Nobody said it was easy.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Talk radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Welcome then. Welcome then to you as it was on this day. 22nd of November 1963, of course, that the then President of the United States, John F. Kennedy, was assassinated in Dallas. Now, I have checked, and Donald Trump is nowhere near Dallas today. Sadly. So instead, he's on Twitter arguing with the cast of a musical and insisting, of course, that Nigel Farage is a good thing. Can you imagine Nigel Farage as the UK ambassador to Trump? Ambassador? With these Ferrero Rocher, we are spoiling you. I'm not going near those. They're brown. Is essentially how that would go. Of course, another one of UKIP, speaking of Farage, resigned last night as well. Diane James stood down as leader last month after just 18 days in charge. And now she's quit the party altogether, it seems. Perhaps when it's the ambassador's party again, they'll break out the Ferrero Rocher, although Ferrero Rocher, of course, is French-Italian, isn't it? So I don't imagine Nigel Farage having any truck with any of that European rubbish. Still, at least Ferrero Rocher isn't made by six-year-old slave children like Kinder Eggs, according to the front page of The Sun today. Oh, no, wait, it's the same company. Yes, it is. Anyway, doesn't, like, Kinder means children, doesn't it, in German? So the clue was in the name. Anyway, hello, welcome along. I'm John Holmes. And this is your 1 till 4 in the afternoon talk radio thing as we round the corner of Julia Hartley Brewer's book depository. Which sounds like a euphemism, but doesn't really work. So let's drive also past her grassy knoll. In the open-topped Today's Show menu. And hope no one shoots our radio features out all over the seat. On the way then, headline hijack. Of course, that remains a thing. Rather than kowtow to the naysayers who seem to insist that fake news is a bad thing and that its dissemination over Facebook may have turned the US election, we say in-your-face convention and continue to peddle our lies at the top of the hour at 2 o'clock. That is Headline Hijack. It's in the 2pm bulletin. We're ahead of the curve because we have been encouraging you to make up the news since day one here on Talk Radio. Open invitation to fear but fabricate and fake your way into Victoria's mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
And you could find your lie being read out as truth in the news. Here's the number to get involved, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can use Twitter, at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll also be kicking open the doors to the Talk Radio in the afternoon 1 till 4 show, Tupperware Hall of Despair. And there will be a Lonely What lunch waiting to be inducted inside. All you have to be is lunching alone. The reason does not matter, it is unimportant. Be lunching alone. Come on the radio, tell us why you could win an exciting gift prize. And by exciting, of course, I mean appallingly cheap. There's an email to get in touch. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. For today's Tupperware Hall of Despair. There's work experience punditry as well today. Is there a new one today?
Yes.
Tom. New work experience Tom comes in to listen to new music with his new work experience ears and then review it with his work experience mouth. It's a bit like this mouth.
This mouth.
Except Tom's. There's the day's big stories. Analysed in depth, of course, through the medium of Japanese poetry. That is the news in haikus. We'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think by putting microphones into people's faces to find out what those people think. And today we're asking them if they think water filters or antelope. What do you think? Do you think water filters? Or do you think antelope? Get in touch though, doesn't it? There's a big debate at three. The Diversity Paper Review, in which a different diversity each day reviews the papers for us, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today we welcome back. It's Kyle today. I think Kyle's in, isn't he?
Yeah.
Kyle is in today. He's got about three diversities, including one. Well, he's Welsh. Part Welsh. That's box ticking right there. We'll also help out another Kickstarter project by giving it a radio-shaped kick up the arse. Plus, your chance, of course, for a Tuesday to win some meat in a game of band or... What's it going to be? Well, if you saw Theresa May yesterday doing a speech to the CBI conference, while she was talking, a moth landed on her hair. It's a game of band or moth. And you could win some meat. Choose from chicken, beef, lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday!
Or a box of organic veg. Why?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. Ginger Dave. He's not producing today. Picked up the scent of a student earlier. He was out of here. Ass Broadcast is through the glass. Through the...
miserable window.
Yeah,
that window's like Chuckle Vision. Marta's on the buttons today.
Hello.
Hello. Victoria, as you know, has the news.
I do.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Good afternoon.
Now, like those Romanian children on the front of the Sun newspaper today.
Okay.
Right. Now, you've seen the news. Obviously, they are putting toys in eggs. The Kinder, that's their job. They're being paid 22 pence a day, which is roughly what you get here.
Yeah, similar.
What I've got is a... Hang on. I've got you a
what
egg.
What have you got?
You're going to have to put a toy in an egg, like a child.
Okay.
Okay, so hang on. There's an egg.
Oh.
As you'll see, it's not a Kinder egg, but an
hard-boiled
egg. And now what you've got to put a toy in it. Well, I'll go over here. Is an adult toy. Look.
Why have you got that?
No reason. And you've got
that doesn't look new.
And you've got to put that in the egg like a child would in a Kinder factory. Put the toy in the egg. It's not good.
That's like a sex education class.
It is in many ways. It is. Yeah. There aren't any batteries either, so it can't make a noise. Sadly, I didn't think that through.
Eggs don't do that, John.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. What about those love eggs you can get? Anyway. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello. It's on the front of the Sun. What?
Is that how love eggs are made?
I don't know. Let's start with some music.
I got me a shovel.
Frank Turner.
We can get better. We can get better because we're not dead yet. It's just a knot in the small of your back. You could work it out.
But why would I be playing it on the radio?
It's just a tune that got stuck in your head. You could work it out with your fingers.
Fingers.
Just some numbers tangled up in your songs. You could work it out.
It's Frank Turner. It's called Get Better. I'm playing it on what is primarily, to all intents and purposes, a speech radio station. But the question remains... Well, it's to do with today's big story. Of course, it's production colour. Play a song, it gets us neatly into the story.
What?
So that's called...
What's the story,
then? Well, that's called Get Better. Take a guess. Play along at home.
Is it?
Play along at home.
Something to do with
play
Brexit.
Play along at home, by all means. Brexit?
Yeah.
No.
Because we're not dead yet.
Trump? Not dead yet? All that sort of end of the world?
No. No, very simply, it's today's big story.
What? Go on.
Well, Get Better. Mm. Where'd you go to get better?
The hospital.
Yes. And what's on the front of all the papers today?
The hospital.
Yes, that's right. Because it turns out you might have to show your passport if you want hospital or doctor treatment. The NHS are... reportedly, this is an MP's idea, going to start asking people for their ID, such as their passport, should they want to get medical treatment. This is to top so-called health tourism, of course. Migrants coming over here, apparently, according to the Mail, and taking our health benefits. So that's what we're going to be talking about. Is it a good idea to take your passport, to have to give in your passport to a hospital or a doctor in order to get treatment? I mean, it is the same as what they do on the continent. If you are on the continent, of course, and you are ill, you have to have ID with you and a credit card most of the time. But you have to, that's the rules in Europe, right? We're out of Europe. So do we think it's a good idea to take identification to prove you are a British citizen to get health treatment? We're going to need a guest to talk us through this. The ethics and the fact that I've had an excellent idea of how to combine luxury holidays with hospitals. We're going to need an expert. Ask Broadcast is, for what it's worth, through the glass.
Yeah.
Can we have a guest, please?
A luxury hospital guest.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Right. We call her Chuckles. We're going to get a guest. We're going to talk to a guest. We're going to talk to a guest about today's big story. It's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one, transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess, turn a great business idea into a great business, and most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Flooding is a problem in South Yorkshire for the Sheffield Road, A617-8 in Tinsley. It's still closed in both directions. There's congestion into Leicester along Narbury Road. A section of that at Upperton Road is closed off because of an accident. Better news, though, in Suffolk for the A14 Orwell Bridge in Bucklesham. That's reopened. No change for Hampshire's A30 between Nether Wallop and Stockbridge. It's still closed both ways after an accident. And flooding in Exmouth in Devon means the A376 Exmouth Road is closed between Exmouth and Topsham. I'm Joanna Adams.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It's the Sleeping Policeman of the Week. It's Wednesday. But don't let the hump of the week give you the hump. If you've got something on your mind, share it with the nation on your conversation station. Better call Paul on Talk Radio for the Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. It's just gone some minutes past the time. A lot of reactions coming in before we get to today's big story. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. General Observation says, is it me or has no one else ever seen Adam Lambert and Robbie Williams in the same room? And then answer to that is it's because nobody wants to be in the same room as those.
Yes.
And this is coming. I am able to use the right and left hands equally well. Thank you, Amber Dextrous.
Thank
for
you.
That.
Great. Thank you very much indeed. Tough day in the office, was it? Right. So it's time to talk about today's big story. Hospitals. Now, on the front pages of all the papers today, you will find pictures of floods that have been brought here by Storm Angus. Floods which come over here taking our cars, according to the pictures. We need to stop these storms coming from abroad and insist on proper checks for storms. They shouldn't be allowed to soak our vehicles, that's what the papers are saying, unless they have passports. The other problem, of course, according to the Daily Mail today, is that flood water is water. And what travels on water? Migrants. Migrants in boats. And if Britain is flooded, then that just allows them to sail here, straight off the sea and into our homes. Before you know it, our houses will be full of wet sponges, say the Mail, soaking up all of our benefits or something. Or will they? Or will they? Because also in the news today comes the possibility that in order to get treatment on the NHS, patients may have to show their passports. But as passports are something you ordinarily equate with going on holiday, is it time to revamp the NHS to make it a more relaxing, luxurious experience? After all, if we're going to go to the bother of showing our passports, we should get something back. That's the question. On the line is Katie. She's a PR manager at Cox & Kings Travel. Hello, Katie.
Hi there, John.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
You're very good, thank you. Now, you've probably seen this in the news about showing our passports. Now, when we show our passports, ordinarily, we associate that, of course, with a lovely holiday, don't we, Katie? That's the point.
I certainly do.
Exactly. So now you have to, it seems, if the MPs get their way, it's going to be a case of showing a passport when you want to go into hospital. So I have a theory and a plan, and it is mine, Katie, and I'm not saying it's going to catch on yet, that we could combine the two experiences, because people don't like a hospital, right? But people do like a relaxing holiday. So my idea is to take high-end luxury travel into hospitals, all right?
Okay.
Bear with me. So if I were to say to you, give me some examples of, I mean, I'm talking ultra-high-end luxury stuff that costs a lot of money. So the top-end holidays and breaks you deal with, Katie. What would I be looking at?
if you've got the money, you can get whatever you want. All hotel. I mean, I think now to be a five star hotel, you know, it's not in places like Dubai. It's not enough. You need to be 6-star, 7-star hotel.
Yeah.
You can have a mini bar tailored to exactly what you want. If your favourite drink is a specific type of gin, you can have that waiting in your mini bar when you get there.
I see. So that could technically be in a hotel, in a hospital room, if my high end luxury hospital was an idea. So you could do that.
If the doctor says a gin and tonic's all right, then yeah.
Well, it's medicinal purposes, obviously.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Dubai is a good example, actually, very, very good example, because that is where we do tend to associate these often ludicrous Donald Trump-style lift designs. So you've got the Burj and so on. Why 5-star used to be the why 7-star? Why have they gone to 7-star and why stop there? Why not 8-star? What's that about?
I think people just always want more, and the more you get, the more you expect. And so hotels are just constantly evolving. You know, where it used to be enough just to have a radio in your hotel room, you now have to have, you know, an iPod docking station. And, yep. You know, where a spa was once enough, you know, with just a hot tub, it's now got, you know, thalassotherapy pools and...
Well, that's good. You see, that is good, because that you've got used the word therapy there, and, of course, that ties in with my idea, because that hospital is therapy. There are already pools in hospitals, of course.
So we've got gin and tonics, we've got our spa pools.
We've got our spa
pools. We're doing okay.
I mean, admittedly, in a hospital, maybe you'd have to get out of the pool if someone wanted to give birth in it. I admit that might be a thing, because I know giving birth in pools is an important part of that experience. Mm-hmm. In terms of massages as well, of course, now, what would a high-end hotel, there's obviously a spa, of course, and a range of massages. I mean, how much does that kind of thing cost?
Anything from £50 upwards, I would say.
Right.
I've been to a hotel in the wine region in Argentina where they do, you know, wine and chocolate treatments.
Oh, what do they do with that? Is that rubbing you with wine?
Absolutely.
Wow. What's the benefit of that? Does it just go through your skin and get you drunk quite quickly?
I possibly couldn't vouch for that.
No. Did you, I mean, why did you have the treatment?
I didn't have the treatment, but I did see it, and it's just something, another quirk, isn't it? Something to say that this hotel does this and to make you stand out, and if you're staying in a wineland, then... You know, you've got to have something else with wine.
You're absolutely right. You see, this is what it's about, isn't it? It's about getting the edge on your rivals, essentially, isn't it? And coming up with a brand new idea involving...
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So if the hospitals went down the route of high-end luxury travel, it would make them... I mean, just a... People don't like going to hospital, and rightly so. It's often for a bad reason. But if you're experiencing really high-end luxury... Then you know, the experience that you provide with
might not be so bad.
It might not be so bad. It's exactly my point. So in terms of the sky, there's no limit to how much you can spend on a holiday. Should you, and you presumably, Katie, you Cox and Kings can tailor it to people's ultimate desires.
That's absolutely what we do.
Yeah.
Somebody says I want to go to India. We'll make them the holiday that they want.
Right. So it's just bespoke.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So that, you see, my idea of bespoke hospitals is not a bad thing. Listen, Katie, thank you. That's been really helpful. That's Katie. She's Cox and Kings Travel. My idea to bring in the idea of the luxury holiday to hospitals, if you're going to show your passport, right, it's on the front of all the papers today, if you're going to have to show your passport, you should get some of the benefits, frankly, that you ordinarily get when the other time you show your passport, which is going on holiday. I don't think we will investigate this further. If you've got maybe you've been in hospital, maybe you're listening in hospital. Okay, maybe you think this food is terrible. There's a bed there with a dead body on it. Whatever it might be, right? Tell us how we could improve your experience to make it more like a high-end hotel. We really want to hear from you if you are in hospital. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Your reactions to that big story today after the news, which is next. Well, it's not going to be much next. It's right now. It's right now.
Talk Radio.
And Victoria has it.
Thanks, John. The man accused of murdering MP Joe Cox will not present any evidence in his defence. 53-year-old Thomas Mair is accused of shooting and stabbing the Labour politician to death in Birstall in West Yorkshire a week before the EU referendum. He denies the charge. An 18-year-old has been found guilty of murdering a civil servant he met on the dating app Grindr. Government tax advisor Paul Jeffries was found stabbed to death in his home in Mayfield in East Sussex in February. Nigel Farage insists he's in a good position to help Donald Trump's team after the US president-elect said he should be an ambassador to America. But the government has dismissed the idea, saying the job is already taken. Jan Halper-Hayes from Republicans Abroad has told Talk Radio it's no surprise Mr. Trump made the suggestion.
Frankly, when the tape came out and all that uproar, it was only Nigel Farage, Jeff Sessions, and Rudy Giuliani who really stuck by Trump right at that moment. And Trump values loyalty and fairness above all.
A woman has died after being rescued by a helicopter from the sea near Folkestone in Kent. The 39-year-old was spotted off the harbour area just before 7 o'clock this morning. Meanwhile, almost 150 people who were stranded on a ferry off the coast of Pembrokeshire are now back on land. It had to spend the night out at sea as it was considered too dangerous to dock. And more than 130,000 people have signed a petition calling for the royals to pay for a £369 million refurbishment of Buckingham Palace. The 10-year revamp was announced last week, but campaigners argue the taxpayer shouldn't be paying in a time of cuts to public services. The weather: rain will clear eastern Scotland and northeast of England, but most parts will remain cloudy in the UK with further rain and risks of flooding, highs of 11 degrees. There's more in half an hour. What was that noise?
It was Cornelius attempting to...
just clearing up my lunch.
It was just annoying.
He was putting the lid back on his
sweet chili noodle salad.
It's tasty. I've had that before. But yeah, distracting.
Yeah.
I don't need any distractions. We all know that.
Why, what does it do?
I don't want to go into it.
There's a news booth around the corner you can do your news from. Then we wouldn't have to see you.
Why don't you want to see me, Cornelius?
I don't want to distract
you. Whoa. You two have got another date tomorrow.
It's
the second time you've been out together in a week, so that's a date. So don't have a little domestic now, because, you know...
Apparently he doesn't want to see me.
He does want to see you. He's taking you out on a date.
I mean, he's leering at me now.
Yeah. That's grim. To be honest, his eyes bulge like that normally. Yeah, that's not leering. To those who are new to the show, by the way, Cornelius. Hello, Cornelius.
Hi, John.
Has two eyes, but they're but they're a bit like, to look at Cornelius, it's like a cross between the, what's that sloth called? Sid.
Sid the Sloth.
From Ice Age, right? Aww. His eyes. Marty Feldman, the famous actor. Right, and Gary Barlow's got, you know, wafty eyes as well, hasn't he?
I like
and Ryan Gosling.
You didn't do this joke yesterday when Ramesh Ranganathan was in, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he hasn't got wafty eyes.
He does.
Has he?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't notice that.
Well, he's got a lazy eye, yeah.
Has Weren't he? You looking into his eyes when you were talking to him?
Well, yeah, but I didn't notice a laziness about them.
Mm. Would you have bullied him?
Yes. So... Russell Howard, what is it with them? Russell Howard.
And they're doing the same shows, aren't they, on telly?
Yes, has got the wafty eye. So anyway, Con's face is like they've taken out, okay, Ramesh's eye, right? And they've got Sid the Sloth's eye from Ice Age. And they've taken them out, one eye out of each of them, crossed them over, and then just put them back into Cornelius's skull. And that's what your face is. Just to be clear. So he wasn't leering, is what I'm saying.
Thanks. I mean, he was kind of pulling a face, which he doesn't normally pull.
Yeah.
Made me feel slightly weird.
Right. So, thanks, Victoria, for the news.
Can I go now?
Yes. Thanks. You can come back, though. You don't have to sit in a booth.
Thank you for
just
that.
Just said it as an option.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, Headline Hijack on the way. Victoria will be back at 2 o'clock with Headline Hijack. Details of that coming very shortly. And don't forget Lonely Lunch Club. Now, if you're lunching alone for whatever reason, we do want to hear from you. You can come on the radio and win a gift prize just for lunching alone. Get in touch, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, and become inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban star, Martin Roberts.
A massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
with expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
He's in the jungle, isn't he?
Yes.
Martin Roberts. Martin Roberts is in the jungle.
Best of show this week.
Crying in the jungle.
He did do a cry.
Did he do a cry?
Yeah, apparently so. I haven't seen that episode, though.
Right.
I've only seen one episode.
I saw Martin Roberts crawling around on all fours with some snakes when he first started here. And... then I had a little joke.
Yeah, it's good. I saw it sort of coming, but yeah, it's fine.
Anyway, so Martin Roberts, Talk Radio's own Martin Roberts, is in the jungle with Ant and Dec, or to give them their full names, Antichrist and December. So, you know, that. Right, so time for your reactions to today's big story. We were talking about the passports because on the front of the pages, on the front of the pages of the papers, we learn that you may have to show your passport in future should you want medical treatment. This is to stop health tourism, people not from this country, as the Daily Mail would say it, coming over here, taking out medicine or something, and so you've got to show your passport. That's the gist of it. I had an idea to turn hospitals into high-end luxury hotels, because if you have to show your passport, like you don't want to go on holiday, you might as well get a benefit for it. Anyway, what's been coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. John, I went on holiday to an NHS hospital and bought back some lovely souvenirs to remember the trip. I bought back a crutch, some anti-bac gel and the norovirus.
Great.
John, before going on any sort of health tourism trip, I always ensure to go online and to check the customer reviewers, reviews of all the places. I find the best website to use that for is TripAdvisor.
Very good. Thank you very much for that. John, how to make the experience of a hospital more like a luxury hotel? No longer should you be told you are being taken down to theatre. It's an excursion. It's an included excursion.
Day trip.
Yeah. Included in your package. Mm. That's just change the language and it'll change the whole vibe of the hospital. And also, John, I live in Pimlico in London. I saw a migrant the other day, simply bold as you like, walking down the streets, just where I live in Pimlico. There should be a system where one has to get a passport to Pimlico. If you've got a reaction, that's from Mr. A. Racist. If you've got a reaction, you can react in this direction, of course, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And texts cost...
25 pence. Plus your standard network rate.
Or you can use Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Here's some made-up news stories, look. Four headline hijack is almost upon us. 20 minutes to go until your made-up news lie appears in the news at 2 o'clock, there to confuse those who are not listening to this bit of the programme. Research indicates that people are having lunch between 1 and 2 o'clock. I'm not making that up, that's what the data say. And so they get back to their desks, to their radios at 2 o'clock. They hear the news, they believe it because it's the news. It's ordinarily true, but no, sir. No, madam. No non-specific gender. 4 at 2 o'clock, there is always a news lie here. We call it headline hijack. We'd like you to make it up. Here's some that have been coming in. Cornelius, what have you on the...
This is from Michael, who says, after the news that Melania Trump... Is it Melania? Melania, isn't it?
Yeah.
Melania Trump will not be moving into the White House with Donald when he takes office. The president-elect has tweeted that throughout the month of December, he will be hosting a reality series in which bachelorettes will compete to become the next First Lady.
Yep.
The series is called Floatus My Boat.
Oh, God.
And is now open for applications.
To be Donald Trump's First Lady?
Yeah.
Yeah. He spends a lot of time tweeting for a president, doesn't he? He tweeted a sort of rant against the cast of a Broadway musical the other day because they had a go at his vice president. And then now he's tweeting about Nigel Farage becoming the ambassador. That's his latest thing. But, of course, Nigel Farage would not go near the Ferrero Rocher, and neither would Donald Trump let them into America, because Ferrero Rocher are brown. And now he's tweeting about the First Lady not moving into the White House.
I don't think he's tweeted about that.
Has he?
I think it's just news in the news.
All right, fine.
So, it is weird, though. Some sceptics, John.
Yeah.
And now, I can't believe this happens. Yeah. Are suggesting that Donald Trump may tweet something to bury other more realistic, damaging headlines for himself.
He wouldn't do that.
No, well, some people are suggesting.
No, that's just cynical. He's too busy looking up what the Trans-Pacific Partnership is. Getting that he's pulled out of it without really knowing.
They're not in it yet.
No.
Hasn't started.
After the ads, there will be today's. First one this week, because we didn't do it yesterday, because Romesh Ranganathan was in. But Lonely Lunch Club. If you're lunching alone, get in touch. Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk. We will induct someone into the Tupperware Hall of Despair next here on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
My name is Tomasz. I'm from Poland originally. On Uber app around 8 months already. Very happy. I used to work as a maintenance manager for 10 years, then they shut down the company and I started driving. First I heard from friends. Of course you have to have your driving license, your private hire license as well, and then you just sign up for Uber, yeah? It's very easy. The Uber platform gives you that, like, you know, your own hours you can choose whenever you like. That's the best thing, like with my wife now, like if she needs me, I can just switch it off. That's another big plus for Uber app. It's perfect. I think it's perfect. For me, it works perfectly.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Repeat after me. I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
Yes, to apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £220.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. Apply now at gov.uk/marriage-allowance.
Please get ready to text a gift to help a child who is deaf-blind like Elliot this Christmas. Christmas is a magical time for children. But imagine if you're Elliot. Imagine not seeing the Christmas tree or hearing a carol. But today, your text could help light up Christmas for a child who is deaf-blind like Elliot. Just text TOY to 82727 to give £3 to Sense, a leading national charity. Your text could buy a sensory toy that introduces a child to wonderful new sensations. So text TOY to 82727 and make a child who is deaf-blind like Elliot smile this Christmas. That's TOY to 82727. Text costs £3 plus your standard network rate. Sense will receive 100% of your donation. Thank you.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Yeovil in Dorset, where both sides of the A30 Babylon Hill have been closed because of a four-vehicle accident. There's a two-vehicle accident on Buckinghamshire's northbound M40 causing delays as you approach the High Wycombe Handy Cross roundabout at Junction 4. In fact, a rolling block is in place at the moment to get the vehicles onto the hard shoulder. Cheshire's northbound M6 has been slowed down by a breakdown between 18 at Middlewich and 19 at Knutsford. And through Monkton in Tyneham, where the eastbound side of Leam Lane, the A194, is closed because of a vehicle fire near the Lindisfarne roundabout. I'm Joanna Adams.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I'm Jerena Adams. And you are listening to the radio. Now, we've covered some news already today, of course, the story of the passports. This is on the front of most of the papers. Regarding you having to show your passport in the future to get NHS treatment. This is, of course, to counter so-called health tourism, where migrants come over and supposedly take all our benefits, according to the Daily Mail. Now, there's other news, of course. The floods feature on a great many of the papers, which is also a problem for the Daily Mail, of course, because what happens with the floods is that it's water. The streets are full of water, and that links directly to the sea. And the migrants come over here on boats, and they can just sail up our high streets now and get into our houses. So,
really?
Yeah. And also, there are some Kinder Egg slaves. These are children. They're age 6, according to the front of the Sun, that make the Kinder Egg toys. But, of course, Kinder is German for children, so technically the clue was in the name. What I'm getting at is that the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't, Cornelius, which is why we like to help on this programme, because what we do is we take the big stories of the day and we analyse them by drilling deep down inside them. And when you do that, you end up with Japanese poetry, of course, right down inside the news, all right down to the very nub of the news. And its basic component is Japanese poetry, of course. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. Allow us to present the news in haikus.
Trump wants Nijazam. Ambassador, hope he chokes on Ferrero Rocher.
The news in haiku. Right, let's meet a lonely luncher.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
That's right, regular listener will know that this is where we induct a lonely what lunch? Somebody lunching alone into the John Holmes Talk Radio weekday 1 till 4 in the afternoons programme, Tupperware Hall of Despair. There's one criteria, and it's this. You must be lunching alone. It's that simple. That will get you in and on the list. You can email us, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Ask Broadcast, who lives through the glass, will then get you on the list, and when your time comes, call you back in her northern voice that you will not understand. You'll probably assume it's a PPI call and put the phone down. Someone who didn't do that, though, is Emily, because she's on the phone now. Hello, Emily.
Hey!
Hey, Emily. Hey. That's a cheery greeting, wasn't it? Emily. Right, Emily, welcome along. Nice to have you with us. Where are you, Emily, and what do you do?
I'm at home in Tooting in southwest London.
Yes.
And I work for a travel company. We specialise in attraction tickets.
Attraction tickets?
Yes.
So this is for people who want to go and see Elvis Costello.
Yo.
Little musical backing band joke. What sort of attractions, Emily? What are we talking?
Like theme parks and stuff, like in America mostly.
Oh, American thing. Oh, okay, the American theme parks, like Trump World, that kind of thing.
Yeah, like Trump World.
Yeah, it's just open.
With the big mouse.
Where you can ride the orange roller coaster to doom. So how long have you been working for a ticket company, Emily?
3 years.
3 years. And the question I know that everyone wants to know is, do you get to go on perk trips to the theme parks yourself?
Yes, I go in 2 weeks.
Oh, where are you going?
Nice perk.
Where, sorry?
It's a nice perk.
A nice perk? Yeah. Yeah, but where are you going for your nice
perk?
Oh, where? Yes.
Beg your pardon. to Orlando, to Universal Studios.
Oh, very good. Have you been before?
Yes.
Yeah, it's good. Rate it. In terms of the world's theme parks...
Mm-hmm.
Where does Universal Studios rate, do you think?
It rates in one of the best. It's got some excellent rides there.
Yeah. Yeah. I went, I think I went a long time ago, Emily, but I remember it. I fair enjoyed it when I did. Can you see that I'm angling to get some free tickets now? This is what I'm going for.
Oh, so not even I get free tickets. Oh, I get the perk trip, but if I want to go on holiday, even I don't get free tickets.
Darn it. Oh well, never mind. I'll be nice to you anyway. So, Emily, Southwest London, Tooting, ticket company. Why are you lunching alone?
It's my day off, and my housemate is also off, but he's hidden himself in his room, so I'm on my own.
Why is he hidden himself in his room? What's he doing?
He doesn't want to socialise with me.
Doesn't he? Oh, how long have you lived with your housemate?
Since July.
July, right. And is he a work colleague or a friend? I mean, what's the...
They're a stranger.
I don't want to.
Stranger, not anymore.
Not anymore, of course. I don't want to, you know, pry into your private life, Emily. But I was just, you know, trying to get a bit of background to that.
Okay,
that's all. Does he often lock himself away in his bedroom?
Yeah, I think he's working. I think he's working from home.
Ah, what does he do?
I don't have a clue. I don't know.
He could be doing anything in there. You don't know.
He could. He ordered a pizza and he's taken that in there.
Wow, at lunchtime, that's bold, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is he fat?
No.
Okay, just checking. Just trying to get a sense of your world there, Emily. good. All right, so look, day off. Is it a standard day off? This is your day off every week, or do you alternate? I mean, why today?
Today, because I said I would work Sunday.
Oh.
So I'm regretting my decisions now.
Oh, yeah. It's a bit awkward. If you're having a day off sort of on your own, unless you've got sort of a lot of... chores or something to do. It can be a bit sort of, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
It is a bit lonely. That's the sort of... He's having a pizza. What are you having for lunch?
toast.
Toast. If he was any kind of decent housemate, he would at least open the door and shout to you, do you want a slice of my pizza? Wouldn't it? I mean, really?
Yeah.
That's just rude. I'm tempted to go and ask you to knock on his door and ask for pizza.
Everything is all gone now.
Oh. Look, Emily, we are here for you, right, to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. That's the point. We've established why you're off. We've established why you're lunching alone. We've established what you've had for lunch. Toast, mm-hmm. Bit dull. But now is the time that we can offer you the gift of gift prize for coming onto the radio, being inducted into the Top of Hold of Despair. You get to choose from a delightful array of exciting gift prizes, Emily, and that is our gift to you for being inducted into the aforementioned Top of Hold of Despair. Now, what you'll hear next is some terrible gift prize music, and then over it you'll hear a list of gifts with descriptions. You, Emily, get to choose one. How exciting
okay.
is that? I know.
That is very exciting.
I know. Well, you say that now. wait till you've heard what they are. Right, here comes the music. And here comes the list, beg your pardon, of prizes.
A Talk Radio mug.
A fine bone china and exemplary graphic design were not harmed or even bothered during the making of this cheap tat.
Talk Radio mug.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Haiku's written whilst Gracie, who I went to primary school, stared across the train carriage at me, probably wondering what the hell I was doing.
A Talk Sport mug.
Currently on Talk Sport, Max Rushton is in for Hawksby or Jacobs. To be honest, I'm not sure which one's which.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
I often wondered how John was able to write a whole book whilst presenting a daily radio show. After having read the book, it was clear that he didn't spend much time on it.
That's hardly fair.
A Talk Sport 2 mug.
Currently on Talk Sport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing the risk of repetitive strain injury when partaking in the sport of bowls.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Yes, I have started to get bored in the office after the show, and now many of these have crude moustaches on.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
And due to a typo in an email, no, not of a postcode, but we had them to give it away.
It's a niche joke. Right, so, yes, we have a colander, not a calendar, and I can tell you that my book, which is out now, available at Amazon, Emily, is, and I quote, a comic masterpiece.
Okay.
Hilarious and touching and poignant.
Right.
Not the... the tat that Cornelius seemed to suggest. Anyway, the choice of those gifts, Emily, is yours.
Okay. It sounds like you've got a lot of mugs to shift.
Yeah, we have.
I'll take a mug. I'll take a Talk Radio mug.
Do you want a Talk Sport mug, a Talk Sport 2 mug, or a Talk Radio mug?
Talk Radio mug.
Then it's on its way to you in Tooting, Emily.
All right, great.
Listen, regards to your frankly miserable housemates, and have a lovely time in Orlando.
Yay!
Yay! Thank you, Emily. That's Emily. She's in southwest London. She's having a day off because it's a day off. And she's lunching alone because her housemate has locked himself in his bedroom where he could be, frankly, doing anything to that pizza. Talk about a stuffed crust. So, if you're lunching alone for whatever reason, let us know. Here's how you do it. Use an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And you could be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair and be on the receiving end of one of those miraculous gift prizes. In the next bit of the programme, then, here's what's still to come. Work experience punditry, as today we review new music with new work experience pundit, Tom. There will be, of course, the big debate at 3 o'clock, diversity paper review with Kyle. We will help another Kickstarter by giving it a kick up the arse on the radio, and you can win some meat in a game of band or moth. That's all coming on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Did you know that with Jetsu.com, you can fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek islands? You'll get great flight times and a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you for Spring 17, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jetsu.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person, one way including taxes. Booking fee may apply. Flights are subject to availability and normal conditions.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Nebworth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
So, what do we know about WeBuyAnyCar.com? They buy any car, yep. They have a snappy jingle, bum bum bada bum bum bum. And don't the adverts have a very charismatic presenter? No? Oh, but did you know how good WeBuyAnyCar.com is on price? Well, 7 out of 10 customers surveyed said the price they got for their car was fair. Can't say fairer than that. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See webuyanycar.com/info.
The big games keep coming on BT Sport, and the UEFA Champions League is as big as they get. On Tuesday, Spurs and Leicester are in action. Then on Wednesday, Arsenal take on the mighty PSG and Borussia Mönchengladbach play Man City. On Thursday, Man United face Feyenoord in the UEFA Europa League. Then on Saturday, it's another huge London derby. Chelsea Spurs, 5:30 kickoff. Four competitions, one venue, BT Sport. BT Sport customers can watch 42 Premier League matches, all of the UEFA Champions League games, plus up to 24 Emirates FA Cup matches.
Van Buster now on. Sharp Sam, just 83 pence per large bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade point. Trade brands. Trade prices. Trade only.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
In the afternoon. Good afternoon. It's 2 o'clock in it. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Joe Cox accused won't give evidence. Woman dies after sea rescue. And Harry cringes at honeymoon invite.
Talk Radio.
The man accused of murdering the MP, Joe Cox, will not give evidence at his trial. 53-year-old Thomas Mair, who's charged with killing the Labour politician in West Yorkshire in June, has chosen not to testify. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports from the Old Bailey.
The judge said his absence from the witness box may lead the jury to draw inferences. Without any evidence to defend Mr. Mair, the court's been hearing closing statements. The prosecution described the sheer barbarity of Joe Cox's murder and the utter cowardice of her murderer. Joe Cox's mother sobbed, clasping her husband's hand. Her sister's jaw dropped as she watched CCTV footage of the brutal killing. The defence told the jury if they're not sure, they need to acquit Mr. Mair, who denies the charges.
A teenager has been found guilty of murdering a man in his 50s he'd met on Grindr. The court heard 18-year-old Ben Bamford had tried to rob Paul Jeffries in February after building up a £400 drugs debt. The Foreign Secretary says there's no vacancy for the role of UK ambassador to the United States. Boris Johnson was responding to a tweet from President-elect Donald Trump saying UKIP leader Nigel Farage would do a great job. Former British ambassador to the US, Sir Christopher Mayer, has been praising the current man in the job.
Sir Kim Darroch is an excellent ambassador who got close to both the Hillary Clinton team and the Donald Trump team. So the kind of smear that he didn't know anybody around Trump was wholly untrue.
A woman rescued from the sea near Folkestone in Kent amid stormy conditions has died. The Coast Guard was scrambled just before 7 a.m. this morning. It comes as almost 150 people who were stuck on a ferry off the coast of Pembrokeshire overnight because it was too dangerous to dock are now back on land. And Prince Harry's been left red-faced after the Prime Minister of Antigua invited him and his new girlfriend, Meghan Markle, to return to the island on their honeymoon. The Prince was visiting Antigua yesterday as part of a 15-day tour of the Caribbean.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Sorry, I literally wasn't listening. What was that last one?
So, Prince Harry's in Antigua as part of a royal tour in the Caribbean, and the Prime Minister there has invited him and his new girlfriend, the actress Meghan Markle, to come back for their honeymoon. Bearing in mind, they've only been dating for a couple of months.
Well, the same as you and Con, but
we're not dating.
He hasn't invited us to yet.
No. We haven't been there.
No.
And we're not
Where have you been?
What do you mean? On holiday? Together. Glastonbury.
Brixton Academy.
Yeah. Well, you could go there.
In Camden.
You could go there for your honeymoon. You could go to Brixton Academy for your honeymoon.
I mean, it was nice, but not that nice.
Sorry, what were we talking about?
The venue.
Oh.
Is that
what you call it?
What are you referring to? Are you being smutty?
No!
Well, I think that's exactly the kind of person you are, John Holmes. I'm going to do the weather now. Rain will clear eastern Scotland and the northeast of England, but most parts of the UK will remain cloudy with further rain and risk of flooding. Highs of 11 degrees.
I'll give you risk of flooding.
I will...
Can we do the sport, please?
I'll defend your honour, Victoria. Shut up.
Thanks. Right. We're not dating.
Now, you're going out on date tomorrow. Right, so is it Moose still?
No, it's Kate Partridge. Okay. She's going to speak for 1 minute and 34 seconds.
With her pre-recorded sport, it's Kate Partridge.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Kate Partridge.
Hey, Kate Partridge.
Tottenham need a Champions League victory at Monaco tonight as they aim to get back into the top two in Group E. Mauricio Pochettino's side have lost both home matches so far in the competition, and the manager's setting high expectations for tonight's away game.
No, I think it's a game that we must win, but
We need to find a way. In front, we have a very good team. Monaco, we know very well. We always want to win, and it's not to take more risks or less risks. It's to try to be clever.
Commentary of that match is live on Talk Sport. Talk Sport 2 has Sporting Lisbon versus Real Madrid. While Leicester can make more club history tonight and qualify for the knockout stages of the Champions League with a point at home to Club Bruges. Meanwhile, their Premier League title defence isn't going as well, but star man Riyad Mahrez says the players aren't worried about their domestic results.
Maybe a little bit frustration in the Premier League because, you know, it's not about the, like, we don't play good or something like that. It's about losing the game, but like I said, I'm confident because we have a very good team, very good squad, and I know we're going to react.
While there's one game off tonight because of the weather, in League 2, Yeovil against Crawley has been postponed due to a waterlogged pitch. Liverpool goalkeeper Adam Bogdan's loan spell at Wigan is expected to be cut short after he tore a knee ligament in Saturday's goalless draw at Barnsley, ruling him out for the rest of the season. And in rugby union, lock Joe Launchbury will miss the next two England matches after getting a two-week ban for kicking an opponent against Fiji. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
And finally, police have managed to restore order to Berwick-upon-Tweed after riots broke out last night when Keith Chegwin failed to show for the town's Christmas light switch on. Vehicles were overturned and fires were started in the street. Police weren't able to calm the crowds, thought to be high on candy floss and mulled wine, until the early hours of the morning.
Thank you very much indeed. There's Victoria with the live news and Kate Partridge with the pre-recorded sport. You are listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Good afternoon. Hello. You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's a Tuesday. Welcome along. So still to come on the programme, Gareth Southgate looks destined for the England job. Monaco versus Spurs, a must-win game. Are Spurs too reliant on Harry Kane? Then we'll take your calls on Monaco versus Spurs. Are they too poor defensively to be successful? That's a good question. Then we'll talk to Jamie Vardy about something. And then we'll... Oh, hang on.
What's...
One minute. Just wait a second. No, what's happened here is I've picked up the wrong show menu.
Oh.
This is Jim White on TalkSport. It's like we share a printer, so I've picked up the wrong...
Oh.
That's not what we're doing.
No.
That's Jim White's programme over
on need
Talk,
our one.
Talk Sport, yeah. We'll need our one.
There you are.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, yeah, we do some work experience punditry in a minute. Welcome along. timed that well, didn't I?
Yeah.
before we do some work experience punditry, there's a small matter of today's texting. So smeared all over the news today, of course, are pictures of cars wading through water as rivers and streams and lakes and other bodies of water burst their banks thanks to the effects of Storm Angus. Stangus. Stangus came to this country and Stangus. But a lot of people using the weather to their benefit, of course. A lot of people complaining about it, a lot of people moaning about it, certainly, and rightly so. Their homes and businesses and cars are flooded. And as we say, it's terrible. The Daily Mail are very angry about it because, of course, if it's turning our roads into rivers, those rivers lead to the sea. And what comes in on the sea? That's right, migrants on a boat. And this means they can sail straight up our high streets and into our homes and take all of our benefits. And speaking of benefits, how are you using this weather to your benefit? We're not a naysayer here on the programme. We don't want your bad news stories. Let's be optimistic about the weather. Let's take one of Stangus's clouds and give it a silver lining. How are you using this terrible weather to your benefit? Help others. feel good about themselves. Cornelius, what's coming in so far?
Well, John, what I've done is that I've recently moved and wanted to clear out my wardrobe.
Yeah.
And there's lots of clothes there that I, after a long time, still haven't taken to the charity shop because I could not be bothered.
Yeah.
So what I've just done is put them on my washing line.
Yes.
Quite loosely.
Loosely,
they're someone else's problem. So
yeah, that's well, you're still distributing them around the neighbourhood.
Exactly, yeah.
So that is a charitable... So well done.
Thank you.
Once again, you see, using the weather...
Sort of using the weather for the advantage rather than moaning about it.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the point, isn't it? That's what we're here for. We're like an alternative. John, I've had a car sat on my drive for 12 years, undriven. Because it's cheaper for it to be there than to get it removed and scrapped. It's just sat there, John. Fortunately, my road suffered a flash flood, like on the front of the papers, and that car's now in my neighbour's drive, making it his problem. That's from Pete. See? He's looking on the bright side, isn't he? And that's the point. How are you using this weather to your advantage, to your benefit? Let us know. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a gentle anecdote about how you're using the weather to your advantage.
That's right. And now, at some time past the two, it's time for Work Experience. Punditry, we welcome new Work Experience pundits here to road test his skills as broadcaster and critic. That's one advantage. The main one to us is that we don't have to pay him. He's called Tom. Welcome, Tom.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Good, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, no problem at all.
It's quite a festive sort of jumper, I'm going to call that, that you're wearing.
It's kind of border. It's my transition jumper.
That's
as
good.
I'm going from normal jumpers towards Christmas jumpers.
I've seen one other person in the office is wearing a transition jumper. Yeah. There's definitely a market for these.
That's exactly, you've nailed it.
Yeah, you really have.
Because you can't jump straight in with the jumper, can you?
You can't. You need to slowly work your way in.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a fan of knitwear. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. And you're right, I have a couple of transition jumpers. Isn't it? I'm not ready for them yet.
Right, okay.
Before I go the full Christmas. But yours, yes, definitely. It's got a wintry feel about it. It's strong. It also sort of, I'm going to say, shows off your beard in a good light.
You wouldn't say it shows off my beard.
No, I do say it shows off.
Oh, right, okay. Okay, thanks.
Although that just might be the good light in here.
I don't know.
Anyway, Tom, welcome. Welcome along. You're doing music for us.
Yes.
Good.
That is correct.
And where are we starting?
Can I go in any order?
Well,
any old order.
Do the one I spoke to you about last.
Oh, there we go. They've arranged something.
And then, do either or the other.
Either of the other ones first. Okay,
A little bit of admin there on the radio for you. Behind that.
Okay, then. Well, what I'm going to do first is a song called All I've Ever Known.
Yes.
Which is by an artist called Aeneas Mitchell. So if there's one thing that I know about the Hit Parade, it's that folk concept albums based around stories from Greco-Roman mythology absolutely fly up the charts on Wings Swift and Golden, which is why it was such a surprise that when Aeneas released her album Hades Town, which is about the story of Orpheus and Eurydice, which I'm not going to bore you with now, because...
We all know
Orpheus and Eurydice.
I mean, we know how that ended.
Yeah. Disaster. So it's surprising that that didn't go straight to number one.
It is a surprise, actually, yeah.
But it was a concept album about that, and she wrote it, kind of updating it and setting it in a post-apocalyptic Depression-era America, is what she described it as. And she roped in lots of different kind of singers to sing all the parts of the different characters, including Mr. Justin Vernon of Bon Iver fame.
Yes.
But more recently, Hades Town has been made into a stage show. And the song that I've chosen is actually off an EP of the cast recording that was recently released.
This is quite a complex one, isn't it?
It's quite complex, yeah.
You could have just come in here and gone, there's a new Green Day single, here it is. but no, and I admire this.
I could, but they tend to do kind of more Norse mythology, and I'm more of a, I'm more of a Greek guy.
Yeah.
So this is a song that wasn't on the original Hades Town album, but is part of the stage show, and it's called All I've Ever Known.
All right, here we go.
I was alone so long, I didn't even know that I was lonely. Out in the cold so long, didn't even know that I was cold. Turn my collar to the wind,
is how it's always.
Well, I quite like that.
Yeah,
I do.
Good, good.
Yeah, I do quite like that.
Yeah, it's got a very folky feel. That the a lot of the rest of the stuff kind of has a kind of New Orleans jazz, kind of smoky Americana feel to it.
Yeah,
with some folk as well. But yeah, that's a really nice song. And I think there's going to be a whole recording of the entire stage show that's going to come out as well in due course, following up that EP.
Is it indicative of the rest of her oeuvre?
Yes. Well, that song in particular is. The rest is more kind of folky and down that kind of line, and less New Orleansy. So that is very similar to a lot of her other work. She's had either kind of 5 or 6 studio albums out so far, and a number of EPs with kind of collaborations with other people.
Yeah,
in the folk genre.
Yes. And what is it about folk music that goes hand in hand with Greek mythology for you?
I think there's a rich tradition of storytelling in folk music, which I think she's latched onto there. So, it's just retelling stories.
I suppose
stories,
if you're going to go back to a story source, because a lot of folk singers, of course, will just sing about sitting on a stool or something.
Quite.
While sitting on a stool, yeah, while waiting to catch a ship out of Liverpool, never to return.
Yeah.
But she's gone to the origin of storytelling, if you like, to the ancient Greek myths, and I think that's...
She's fantastic. I saw her live last week in London, where she was excellent. I think she's still touring around England at the moment.
Right. Because the only other band that I can think of with, off the top of my head, with, of course, a mythical tale, is Iron Maiden.
Oh, yeah.
When they did Flight of Icarus.
Quite, yeah.
Which is a little bit different to...
It's different, but it retains the kind of tragic ending.
It does do that, yes.
Yeah, I suppose that's why they call them tragedies, isn't it? Greek tragedies.
I suppose that might be it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God you're here.
So it's the step song. Is that anything to do with mythology?
Is the what, sorry?
Step song. Tragedy.
I think they draw from mythology and kind of put their own new twist on it, much in the same way that Aeneas Mitchell did.
Yeah. And I do wish that someone had sent steps to up near the sun. On wings made of wax, where they had melted at plunging steps.
Or steps made of wax. Steps up to the sun.
Made of
wax.
But
you're not really going to get as kind of dramatic a fall then, because the steps are just going to kind of slowly melt and they're just going to sink slowly.
He's right. Whereas if the wings fall apart, if H from steps, right, has got wings made of wax, maybe have been made for him by Aeneas Mitchell, right? And he's flown up to the sun and they have melted. Right? Mm. Then, and he plunges to his death, perhaps hitting Faye out of steps on the way down. Then, that's not...
There's your concept.
It's all part, of Aeneas' big scheme to destroy steps.
I wonder what Aeneas' nickname was at school. Anyway, Tom's with us. He's reviewing music. We're going to be reviewing more of the music after the traffic and travel. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Commander, we believe your wife is a German spy.
Insane. She's the mother of my child.
Allied, starring Brad Pitt and Marianne Cotillard.
You have 72 hours to prove her innocence.
Your most intimate ally.
You were a different woman last night.
Could be your most dangerous enemy.
If your wife is a spy, you must execute her.
Is this a game?
A test.
Everything in the test.
Allied.
You were scaring me. Come back to bed.
In cinemas Friday, rated 15.
Repeat after me. I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £220. If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. Apply now at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
If you're thinking of selling your car, here's a list of things you'll probably want to avoid. Paying to advertise it, taking loads of calls from interested people who have no intention of buying your car, waiting in for strangers to turn up and look at your car, waiting in for strangers to not turn up and look at your car, listening to someone tell you how they saw a better one earlier on. Had enough? Sell your car without any hassle. Enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See webuyanycar.com/info.
Did you know that Jet2.com fly to 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca? You'll enjoy great flight times, plus a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you, for Spring 17, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes, charges and booking fee may apply, subject to availability and conditions.
EuroMillions are making 10 guaranteed UK millionaires who will also win the ultimate Christmas shopping spree for two to New York. Get your tickets for Tuesday and Friday's events. Question now is, who will you take? Nicer problems to have. EuroMillions. Game-specific rules available at nationallottery.co.uk. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Dorset, the A30 Babylon Hill through Yeovil is closed at the moment because of a four-vehicle accident. There's an accident on the M40 in Buckinghamshire, north near Junction 3 for High Wycombe East. The lane's closed for the recovery. A breakdown on the northbound M6 is causing delays near Junction 18 at Middlewich. In Lancashire, the A6 Garstang Road through Billsborough has been closed because of an accident. And to Monkton in Tyne and Wear, where the eastbound side of the A194 Lean Lane approaching the Lindisfarne roundabout is closed because of a vehicle fire. I'm Joanna Adams.
It's time for the Ford Black Friday upgrade event. Save up to £4,250 on a new Ford when you upgrade your old car. It's on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Oh, and even Monday. The Ford Black Friday upgrade event between the 25th and 28th of November. A Black Friday so amazing, it lasts until Monday. Go to ford.co.uk to find out more. Ford. Go further.
Available to retail customers only who own a vehicle 4 years or older. Saving advertised to the recommended retail price, including VAT. Contract from the 25th to the 28th of November and register from the 25th of November to the 31st of December 2016. Savings from £1,150 to £4,250 dependent on model. Certain models excluded at participating Ford dealers only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Or as the front of your DAB might well say, because the screen isn't big enough to get the slogan on, Talk Radio, we'll get you. Yes, we're the 32nd most popular national station in the country out of a possible 39, Tom. How'd you like that?
Gosh.
Yes. But we are, due to that slogan not fitting on the front of the radios, the most threatening.
Mm, yeah.
This is good news. Anyway, Tom's with us to do new music as part of Work Experience Punditry. Already we have gone down the route of musical Greek tragedy by, well, reviewing, certainly, Anais Mitchell's work, alluding to Iron Maiden's dalliance in the genre with Flight of Icarus, and then predicting the demise of Steps, where H from Steps, dressed in wings made of wax and feathers, flies too close to the sun and plummets to his death, taking out Faye from Steps on the way out. And now we're moving on to somewhere else, aren't we, Tom?
We are.
Musically
yeah.
speaking, where are you dallying with us next?
Well, let's leave Steps behind and head towards North Atlantic Oscillation, which yeah. is an ocean, which is what Icarus fell into.
Yeah, good link.
Lest we forget.
Yeah.
So if you Google North Atlantic Oscillation, you'll learn some fascinating things about a weather phenomenon caused by the fluctuations in difference of atmospheric pressure at sea level between the Icelandic low and the Azores high.
Yes.
But if you Google North Atlantic Oscillation Band, in brackets, you'll find out about a band hailing from Edinburgh who play a kind of hybrid between prog rock and electronica.
Interesting.
This is a song of theirs called Dust.
All right, here we go.
Do we trust the map?
dust, North Atlantic Oscillation, which is That's both correct. A phenomenon and a band.
Correct, yeah. I think the phenomenon came first.
Yes. I like the way they went straight and go, you know, because choosing a band name's hard.
Yeah, it's tricky.
You've got to get it right, okay? Mm-hmm. And it is difficult. There are a lot of terrible band names out there. But just, I mean, they must have just gone, should we just look up weather stuff?
Yeah, it very much sounds like a quick trip to Wikipedia and hitting the random article link.
You could do worse.
Yeah, you could. You could do.
I mean, while you and I talk about this, Cornelius could probably do that, and we could probably find six or seven band names.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So let's do the Wikipedia band name game. But so what do we know? They're from Edinburgh.
They're from Edinburgh. It started off as just two guys, but I think there's three of them now.
Right.
The third guy just comes in and does some drums, I think. But yeah, I think that's a really nice song. It comes in at, for progressive rock, it comes in at a svelte 7:30.
I mean, it's not going to get full radio airplay.
No.
let's be honest with you. But for prog rock, though, not bad.
Yeah, that's really quite short. I think it's got kind of a really good, really nice rhythm section that has a good kind of drive to it, a good flow, much like the ocean, their namesake.
Yes.
And there's this kind of high kind of bell sounding thing, or maybe a celeste or something like that, that I really like in it.
I prefer Daphne.
Okay, yeah. Good. But yeah, I think that's a really nice song, and it's worth checking out the other 7 minutes of it.
Is prog rock still a big thing?
No, it's not a big thing.
It's a niche.
It's
got its core audience.
It's definitely a niche thing. I think if you want to be in a prog rock band now, it does have to be a prog rock slash something else.
I see.
Kind of deal.
All right. So, North Atlantic Oscillation. All right, final song.
The final song is a song called Christmas Dreams by a little-known band called I Am the Cold Man.
I Am the Cold Man.
There are those who will say that... it's too early to start playing Christmas songs.
I had exactly this argument yesterday on Virgin Radio.
Really?
I'm sitting in for Drive on Virgin Radio all this week.
Okay.
And suggested I would play a Christmas song.
Okay, so you were falling down on the pro
song. But it had to be specific. It had to be one of four good Christmas songs.
Okay.
I said three, but I thought of another one since.
Right.
And the only good Christmas songs there are... I'm holding judgment on this one.
Sure.
But the only good Christmas songs there are, Tom, are... When the Thames Froze by Smith and Burrows.
Yeah.
Christmas Lights by Coldplay, I'll give you that.
That's a good song.
Or White Wine in the Sun, Tim Minchin.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, but is not it time to add a new one to the pantheon?
Well, here we are.
So this song, Christmas Dreams, by the band I'm the Cold Man, which is made up of two plucky young men armed with charm, devilish good looks, and a passion for festive music.
Yes. Does one of them, just off the top of my head, does one of them have a transitional... Christmas jumper, by any chance?
I think he owns a number of transitional.
Is one of these musicians in this band sitting in front of me now reviewing music?
Yes.
So you brought in your own single.
That's correct.
To review.
Yeah.
I think he's using this as a platform.
Well, no, I had to choose three great songs, and, you know, if one of my songs is great, then, you know, what can I do about that?
That's a fair point.
At least he only bought one of his songs.
All of them could have been there. Yeah. So are we gonna hear it?
Yes, let's hear it.
Let's hear, what is it called?
Christmas Dreams.
Christmas Dreams. The snow falls on the ground, the snow falls in the square. The snow falls all around, it's blowing in the air. As it shines and shimmers, the lit up pine tree glimmers through the cold. It's so cold. Through the cold. So take my gloved hand and let me show you the way. And wrap your arms around me like a scarf on a cold day. Hey, and that would make my dreams come. Well, that was better than I thought it was going to be, Tom. I thought, well, this is going to be dreadful. But that's good. That's got a bit of Smith and Burrows about it.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, we've been told things like, you know, Christmas Dreams is the most important Christmas song to be written since Oh Come All Ye Faithful. Yeah, not my words.
No.
Bandmates' words.
They are my words. Yeah. But I showed it to a friend over the weekend, and she said, well, her eyes kind of suggested that kind of...
That would be true.
That would be true.
Yeah.
So yes, and the video for that is also available
is it?
On YouTube.
Is it? Yeah. Are you sporting Christmas wear in your video?
Yes, yes.
Are you?
Lots of it, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, our kind of mission statement is to get... Let's just get Christmas back into Christmas, please.
I mean, it's bold, yes.
Well, my thoughts are that, you know, for the last few years, we've seen at Christmas number one, you know, the X Factor singer du jour.
Yeah.
And it's time to bring Christmas back.
With I Am the Cold Man. But
that's right.
If you're wearing Christmas jumpers, then presumably you're not the cold man in that. I don't want to be pedantic. But
that is technically correct.
Give you that. Yeah. I like the bit when he actually went in there, I'm so cold in the song. Good. All right. Look, I did like that.
Good.
You've got to mark them out of 10, but collectively.
Collectively.
Out of 10.
I guess your own one's going to bump them up. Mine
mark.
Is bumping the numbers up somewhat. so I'm going to give them an 8.5.
Fine. That is I Am the Cold Man. That is Tom's band that he's brought in to review himself with their Christmas single, Christmas Dreams, which I actually rather like.
Yes. Yeah, good.
Meanwhile, we have very quickly Wikipedia'd several new band names by pressing random on Wikipedia, because that, we figure, is what North Atlantic Oscillation did. Here they are.
Yeah, so I clicked Wikipedia on my laptop and it's still loading. Thanks to the Wi-Fi here, okay. But fortunately, Cass has whispered some in my ear. The Centre for Indigenous Theatre.
Brilliant!
Shamshare M. Chowdhury.
Yeah.
And presumably that would just go down to Cher, and that's how she got that name.
Yeah.
Baron Trefgarn.
Yeah.
French hip-hop.
Yes.
That sort of works too well.
Yeah.
And American Tabloid.
Thank you. There you go. Some spare band names if you're in a band and are looking for one. Tom, thank you very much. That was Tom. That other noise was Victoria swallowing some water.
Sorry.
Okay. So, just water. So then if you are listening for the next half an hour, you'll hear probably something approaching a diversity paper review. There's the big debate coming at 3 o'clock, and you can win some meat this afternoon in a game of Band or Moth. Just after 2:30 now, here's Victoria Postwater with the news.
Talk Radio.
A man on trial for murdering Joe Cox won't present any evidence in his defence. Thomas Mair is accused of shooting and stabbing the Labour MP in Birstall in West Yorkshire in June. His barrister said the 53-year-old who denies murder won't call any witnesses or go into the witness box. A teenager has been found guilty of murdering a high-ranking civil servant after they met on the gay dating app Grindr. 18-year-old Ben Bamford inflicted more than 40 injuries on Paul Jeffries in an attack at his country cottage in Mayfield, East Sussex, in February. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says there's no vacancy for the role of UK ambassador to the US. It's after the president-elect tweeted to say UKIP leader Nigel Farage would do a great job. Jan Halper-Hayes is from Republicans Abroad.
Farage not only campaigned with him early in the primary stages, but Farage was over there and coaching him for the second debate and the third debate in St. Louis and Las Vegas, and has been an incredible supporter and friend.
A former minister says two volunteers have been arrested by Greek police after a far-right group attacked a refugee camp. Alistair Carmichael's called on the government to protect the rights of the Britons who've been providing help on the Greek islands. And Gigi Hadid has apologised after being called racist and disrespectful for doing an impression of Melania Trump during the American Music Awards. The 21-year-old put on a fake Slovenian accent and pulled a face as she mimicked the future US First Lady while hosting the awards. The weather, rain will clear eastern Scotland. Oh. Sorry?
Is that racist?
Well,
is it, or is this just part of this "I'm so offended" culture that there is?
People said they were so offended.
Oh, I'm so offended. Oh, boo-hoo. Oh, shut up.
Well, she's apologised after all of that, anyway.
She shouldn't have bothered.
Well, she did.
Is Slovenia up there with the accents you can't do? Because I've mentioned this before, but I get confused, Victoria, as you know. So I know there are certain accents you can't do because they're racist accents. Chinese, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally don't see the difference between doing that accent, a Chinese one, and a French one, because no one would be offended if I did a French accent. I mean, apart from the fact it wouldn't be very good, but generally speaking, you're not going to be offended about a French accent, are you? Or a Scottish one?
It depends what I was saying.
If I went, "All right, Victoria,
How are you?
No one's going to be offended by
you
that.
You could sit in for Alan Brazil.
Yes, if I drank heavily. But if I did that in a Chinese accent, people would be offended. And I don't know why. Because I don't see why that is. Why is that? No one's ever explained this to me. Why is it okay to do one? And I didn't know Slovenia was on the offensive list of accents.
Well,
India, yes.
Okay.
Right? France, no.
Well, maybe no. now it is.
No.
Tais-toi.
You're a tais-toi.
That means be quiet.
Oh, yeah.
I want to do the weather.
Okay.
Rain will clear eastern Scotland.
Do it in a Slovenian accent.
No.
Right. Okay.
Rain will clear eastern Scotland and northeast of England, but most parts of the UK will stay cloudy with some more rain and risk of flooding. Highs of 11 degrees. There's more in 24 minutes.
That's as more now.
And now.
Because it's time for Victoria's. Her bulletins are shorter than they used to be. She still gets paid the same, so she has to make the time up by bringing us on a daily basis bonus news, animal, vegetable and mineral on consecutive days. Today it is time for Animal News.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
I love that so much.
I know.
Okay, so the owners of a boxer dog with cancer have been trying to make sure he enjoys his final days with a bucket list. 4-year-old Ralph has been taken to meet firefighters. He's been taken on a trip to a doggy hotel in Llandudno, a walk on the beach, had his portrait painted, as well as a drive-by burger.
What?
Which I don't think is probably very good for a cancerous dog.
In what?
From a well-known fast food chain.
Yeah, but it's not. I mean, it's not going to harm it.
Well,
it's can I have a burger if it wants. It's a bucket list. Come on.
All right. Well, it happened.
Did it go on a trampoline?
Not that I'm aware
no,
of.
Just checking.
Although the internet's like, ooh, Ralph is a lookalike for this year's John Lewis advert.
Right.
And I was like, does that really need to be said?
Okay.
Anyway, moving on. Three tawny owls have been stolen from a falconry centre in Staffordshire.
Surely from an owl centre.
No.
Well, they were interlopers.
No, because they have different types of birds. Let me finish the story.
They were interlopers.
Police say the site near Stoke-on-Trent has been targeted a number of times over the last fortnight, with around 40 chickens stolen last time.
What are chickens doing at a falconry centre? They should be in a chicken centre. An owl should be in an owlery.
Wow.
And interlopes should be in an interlope zoo.
Three tiny kittens... who were abandoned by their
it's
mother.
Not funny. That's not funny.
No, but it's happy.
Okay.
Just wait for it.
Right.
Now have a foster mum call a pug called Pepper.
Pepper Pug.
Yeah.
Pepper Pug.
I think that's probably what they were trying to do, John.
I got it.
So Conker.
Pepper Pug.
So Conker, Pumpkin and Pickle were taken to Battersea Dogs and Cats.
Is this a child's storybook that you're just reading?
This is real life. I've seen the video. It's so cute. So Conker, Pumpkin and Pickle.
Conker, Pumpkin and Pickle met Pepper the Pug.
Pepper Pug.
At Battersea Dogs and Cats Home, as being left to fend for themselves in a London stairwell. Staff say Pepper won't let them out of her sight, and she realised to look after them.
Sorry.
And she likes to wash them.
Was it a pug or a staff?
No, staff at Battersea Dogs Home.
Oh, right.
A dog released a statement.
No, the staff did. The human staff.
Thank you, Victoria.
I've still got one more.
Oh.
But you interrupted so much the bed ran out.
Well, you can just still do it.
Okay, so and finally, in celebrity animal news, Alicia Silverstone is the latest celeb to strip off for animal rights. In a campaign for PETA, the actress is seen bearing all, including her bum. The caption, I drive...
You don't need that.
If she's bearing all, we assume the bum is part of the bearing.
Well, is that's there a the bit you see.
Is there a bear?
No.
But hang on, you said she bared all.
Yeah, but
all
spelled all... differently.
No, no, if she... No, no, no.
B-A-R-I-N-G.
Yes, but does she bear all?
Yeah.
But you said you only see her bum.
Well,
but if she was bearing all, you'd be able to see her...
No.
Hoo-ha.
No, because she's her bum is facing the camera and her face is...
Bumming the camera. What?
No, no one said that.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
No one said that. What?
I don't understand. So, hang on. Is she naked?
She's completely naked.
Yes.
For animal rights.
Fine. Well, that happens a lot, doesn't it?
So...
The celebrities.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
This is the latest one.
All right.
And the caption is, I'd rather go naked than wear wool.
Wool?
Wool.
I thought you were going to say fur.
No.
Wool.
So they're encouraging people to go vegan in their clothing choices. So, you know, even though the sheep might not die from their wool being taken off them, it's just better not to, apparently.
Oh, there we go. There you go. Animal news there. Animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
Great. In the next bit of the programme, we will find out what's going on in the newspapers, as Kyle will be here with the Diversity Paper Review. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Amigo loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required, who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. Amigoloans.co.uk.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only, hire purchase only, maximum term 36 months, minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Whether you're saving for a new playroom for the kids or a tropical adventure to see some real cheeky monkeys, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS up to £75,000, should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Dorset, the A30 Babylon Hill through Yeovil is closed at the moment because of a four-vehicle accident. There's an accident on the M40 in Buckinghamshire, north near Junction 3 for High Wycombe East. The lane's closed for the recovery. A breakdown on the northbound M6 is causing delays near Junction 18 at Middlewich. In Lancashire, the A6 Garstang Road through Billsborough has been closed because of an accident. And to Monkton in Tyne and Wear, where the eastbound side of the A194 Lean Lane approaching the Lindisfarne roundabout is closed because of a vehicle fire. I'm Joanna Adams.
It's time for the Ford Black Friday upgrade event. Save up to £4,250 on a new Ford when you upgrade your old car. It's on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Oh, and even Monday. The Ford Black Friday upgrade event between the 25th and 28th of November. A Black Friday so amazing, it lasts until Monday. Go to ford.co.uk to find out more. Ford. Go further.
Available to retail customers only who own a vehicle 4 years or older. Saving advertised to the recommended retail price, including VAT. Contract from the 25th to the 28th of November and register from the 25th of November to the 31st of December 2016. Savings from £1,150 to £4,250 dependent on model. Certain models excluded at participating Ford dealers only.
Jerry. You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show right here only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show this Saturday from midnight only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, hello and welcome. It's just coming up to quarter to a time. And just before we get to today's diversity paper review, well, as you'll learn from it, the news can be quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
No, I know, Cornelius, and you're not the only one. Many people can't get their head around the news, and we are here as their saviour. For each and every weekday, we take the big stories and we analyse them. We run them through the prism of traditional Japanese poetry, because when you drill down into the news, that's what you find is there. What better way to learn to understand what's going on in the world than with five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables again? It's the news in haikus.
Kids drink a bathtub of fizzy pop a year. There's a pube in my lilt.
News! In haikus.
I can't believe we're allowed to say the word pube on the radio.
I don't think we are.
No, I checked.
Oh, who with? Head of pube? who did you run that by?
Mark.
Fine. It's his fault. Right, okay, so it's time for today's diversity paper review. Right then, diversity paper review works like this. Each day, a different diversity reviews the papers for us, making us the most diverse programme in British broadcasting. We've been doing it since day one and are way ahead of the curve. Thank you very much. And today, we welcome back our good friend Kyle. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, how are we doing?
Remind us, if you would, of your diversity, please.
Yeah, I'm English, Jamaican and Welsh.
That's right. Which, frankly, is excellent.
It's quite a mixture.
It's really good. Right, so, newspapers, Carl, what's going on?
Newspapers. So, today in the Daily Mail, there's a strange theory claiming that there's a pyramid in Antarctica.
Oh, I love your stories.
This is one of the UFO stories.
This is great.
So, the theory claims that there's a mysterious pyramid in the Antarctic. It was a video posted up on YouTube in which claims that the US Secretary of State, John Kerry, visited Antarctica last week to visit an alien base within the pyramid.
Right. I love it when you come in, because we forget the front pages, forget these, you know, the obvious, because other programmes review all the papers,
yeah,
and they pick the obvious ones, don't they?
Yeah, I like to think, you know, just tackle a bit of a different angle.
Absolutely right.
Something that you don't really hear in those.
Like Howard Hughes' weekend programme.
Yeah, exactly.
All a bit mysterious. So, pyramid in the Antarctic.
In Antarctica, yes. A video was posted up on YouTube by Third Phase of the Moon, who are a big conspiracy theorists, a YouTube channel. And it shows a pyramid-like structure in the snow with a Google Earth-type label and pin. Now, the label reads Antarctica, without the C, pyramid, and the misspelling of it is suggesting everyone, the photo's been edited, it's been photoshopped and all of that. And the responses to it have actually been quite varied. One user said that it was an excellent report, but he believes that things are about to get really dramatic for everyone on the planet.
Really?
Yeah, so that's flagging up a few responses. But again, a lot of people are saying it's photoshopped, it's just the natural formation of the snow and of the mountaintop. So
yeah.
Nigel Watson, the author of UFO Investigations Manual, told Mail Online that pictures of the pyramid structures are either photoshopped crop pictures to make the mountains look more like pyramids, or are simply pictures of natural formations called nunataks.
Nun Attacks.
Nun Attacks. Which sounds like a great film.
I mean, you know, Mars Attacks, yes.
Yes, why not Nun Attacks?
Here comes the sequel.
Yeah.
Alien Nuns.
Oh.
Nun Attacks.
That would be brilliant.
They've landed in Antarctica.
You know, we come up with some great ideas when we have these chats. We really need to get a host
together. Well, that's it. They've landed in Antarctica in an ancient pyramid.
Yeah,
because there are plots of films like this, obviously.
Oh, loads. Yeah,
you know where Alien versus Predator was where they found an alien ship under the Thing, of course.
The Thing, fans. Yeah. There was the Pacific Rim with the kaiju's that came up out of the ocean bed.
Yeah, yeah. No, so it's all I think Nun Attacks. If it was full of ancient space nuns that attacked Earth. It's a good film.
It is. I mean, they did a sequel to Independence Day, which really shouldn't have happened.
That's exactly right.
So it could be better than that.
It's not a pyramid, though, is it? The disappointing news is it's going to be a mountain or something.
It's going to be a mountain. Yeah.
Do you remember years ago? It was like before. Was it photo? Was there a face on Mars or something?
Yeah.
This is going back to the, like 60s or when the first probes went out to go past Mars, I think. And there was a face on Mars, which they assumed was a huge sculpture by Martians. Yeah. And, of course, it was just a rock formation that looked like a face because of the shadow.
Well, there's stories like this coming out all the time. I mean, there was one last week that they thought there was a doorway. Was it on Mars? I think it was on Mars. There was a doorway on Mars, just because there was a rectangular shadow.
Yeah.
So everyone was like, oh, it's a doorway into an alien base on Mars. Let's investigate. But
What sort of door was it? Sort of wooden, sort of generic.
Well, I mean, it was just a shadow, so it was quite big to be able to have been picked up from the satellite imagery.
Yeah.
So, and you know, unless they're...
It's because we want to believe, isn't it?
We want to believe.
What's John Kerry doing there, or didn't he really go there?
Well, he went there, but...
Not to see the pyramids.
Not to see the pyramids.
To make contact with our alien overlords.
Yeah. But funny you should say, though, because when I was reading this story, there was a little article on the personalities of conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
And apparently a lot of them are narcissistic and have self-love esteem, which is why they believe in conspiracies. So, but I don't think I'm that narcissistic.
Well, I wasn't going to say, Kyle. No. Right, where are we going next?
We are going to the Metro.
Yes.
Bag ban has halved our beach litter.
Yes. This is on the front of the Metro.
The front of the Metro, yeah. Yes. So after the introduction of supermarkets and shops charging 5p a bag, it's cut the amount of litter on the beach coastlines by half.
Well, you see, on this programme, many, a naysayer would say that this programme is trite and pointless.
Yeah.
But nothing could be further from the truth.
No, not at all. No. Not at all.
Because yesterday, this is how we influence the front pages on this show.
Right.
Because yesterday, as you know, at 3 o'clock, we do have the big debate.
Yes.
And yesterday, we were tackling the thorny issue of bags and whether or not bags, I mean, generically, should be jailed.
Yeah.
Right, and just put beyond use. So it was a lively debate, shall we say.
I'm sure it got the people talking.
Oh, we did. You know, we'll get you talking, as you rightly say. So what we thought we did, because, you know, well, this is what happened yesterday on this programme. This is what happened. But on the line, hearing me say the word bag there, having called in on this number, 03444991000, is Rod. Good afternoon, Rod.
Yeah, good afternoon, John. Good afternoon.
Yeah, afternoon, Moon. So, thank you for calling in on that number, what I said there, or approximation of it. You heard me say the word bag, and you called in, you want to see the end to bag? You want to see bags banned? Is that right?
Yeah. Look, I'm so sick of hearing about bags, of seeing bags, of thinking about bags, and being forced to think about bags by other people talking about bags and me hearing about bags.
Yeah.
I don't want bags. When you look around, you see plastic bags. They go in the ocean and they kill dolphins. Dolphins try and eat them. Yeah. Eye bags under your eyes. They make you look old.
Well,
bags.
Which bags? Sorry, which bags?
And they stop children from being able to play football.
Yes.
They're terrible bags. Bags are terrible. I don't understand what kind of festering nincompoop would be in favour of bags.
There you go. That was a big debate yesterday, or just the beginning of it, before it got very heated. So we argued the toss of banning all bags at 3 o'clock in the big debate.
Yeah.
By 5 o'clock, bags had been banned, thanks to this programme. And by the next morning, it's front page news.
Front page news.
And this is how we are making the news.
You are trendsetters.
Yeah. For those who say the big debate is pointless, no.
No.
That proves it.
Revolutionising.
Our coastlines are clearer.
They are.
Thanks to talk radio between 1 and 4 in the afternoons.
I think you deserve a humanitarian award
or
something.
I think so. Yeah. So that's bags. Where else are we
going? So, after the revelation, obviously, the other week of my dentures.
Yes, remind us of that.
So, this was 6 years ago. I was on a night out with a few mates.
Yeah.
They'd moved on to the next place. I was still, you know, chatting up the local women.
Yeah.
I heard that they'd got into a bit of a scrap. So I ran up to find out where they were, like sprinting off. And at this point, this is when I was in the highlight of my athletics career. I was running like 100 metres, like 10 seconds or something ridiculous. So I was sprinting after my mates. Out of nowhere, some guy lamps me in the face. I don't know how long I was out for, but all I can remember is standing up and spitting out three of my teeth into my hands.
That's right. And last time you were in, you showed, because we didn't know, it was a revelation, that your front teeth are false.
Yeah, my three front teeth, yeah.
And you can danger. Take them out.
I can take them out and...
There we go. Oh!
It does give me a thought of a lisp.
It does, doesn't it?
It's quite
quite vampiric. You look so different like that.
Yeah, it's massively different.
Yeah.
And so...
I mean, no wonder you got them replaced, to be honest.
Definitely,
you made the right
call.
Well,
I mean, my teeth beforehand were awful, so...
Oh, you got your results. They're perfect.
Quite good. They are, yeah. You wouldn't know the difference.
That's amazing. Isn't that funny that it gives you a lisp if you take your teeth out? That's funny. That's
funny. I mean, learn my friends at uni, if they're ever down, I'd just take them out, do a little skit for them, say as many S's as I could. And they perk straight back up.
Scare children.
Great Halloween costume. Yeah. I haven't even got to think.
So are you going down the route of the man from Strictly, by any chance? Because he got his teeth knocked out, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got it done first. So
yeah,
He's kind of copying me. He heard me on here and thought, that's going to get me some more fame.
That's the gig for me.
But, so it was really funny, actually. So in the Daily Express, I think it was... the oldest dentures in Europe were apparently found. So, ancient green or... You think of dentures, like mine, you think of metal with just plastic teeth. But archaeologists found a set of dentures which they think were from the Renaissance, from the time of Leonardo da Vinci.
You were going to say DiCaprio, then.
I almost did. Very nearly did. And they found that they believed that the prosthesis was made from a string of human teeth and a strip of metal.
Oh, so you're wearing someone else's teeth.
Wearing someone else's teeth. A team from the University of Pisa unearthed the Renaissance fourth tooth while excavating a family tomb in 2010. And dental implants, I mean, they've been recorded as far back as Egyptian times, but really the first porcelain dentures didn't arrive until the 18th century.
Right.
So before then... Before the 18th century, teeth were made from like animal teeth, from human teeth, from bone, ivory, and just other tough surfaces.
God.
So to think, if back then, just pop me dentures in, you know, they're probably your neighbour's teeth.
What animal would you choose if you could have animal teeth, Kyle? Because if this had happened to you back in the day, you might have gone to get them fixed because of the fight you'd been in.
Yeah.
Or perhaps then war.
Just run down to the zoo and be like, just shopping for some new pair
of
teeth.
What animal teeth would you go for?
I'd probably go for some tiger teeth.
Tiger teeth?
That'd be cool,
That's neat, that's neat, that's neat, actually, that's neat. I really love those tiger teeth.
Yeah, tiger teeth, that's the way to go.
Well, there's a text in. Hey, if you got your teeth smashed out by some thugs, what animal teeth would you replace them with? 8722?
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with what teeth you'd have from an animal if your teeth got knocked out.
By some thugs.
I tell
buy
you
some
what,
thugs.
A walrus would be great.
Cost 25 pence for walrus.
A walrus just having massive fangs.
Plus your standard network rate.
Who is the walrus?
I am the walrus.
That's what I thought. Right, Kyle, thank you once again.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Falsy Kyle there, coming in. Reviewing the papers for us. Thank you very much indeed. Brilliant. We will be doing the big debate after 3 o'clock, and your chance to win some meat on the programme before 4 o'clock is upon us. You can win chicken, beef, or lamb, or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. That is in a game of Band or Moth, and it's coming later. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Get your weekday morning started with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going tomorrow morning from 6.
as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
With BMW twin-power turbo engines and near-perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Please get ready to text a gift to help a child who is deaf-blind like Elliot this Christmas. Christmas is a magical time for children. But imagine if you're Elliot. Imagine not seeing the Christmas tree or hearing a carol. But today, your text could help light up Christmas for a child who is deaf-blind like Elliot. Just text TOY to 82727 to give £3 to Sense, a leading national charity. Your text could buy a sensory toy that introduces a child to wonderful new sensations. So text TOY to 82727 and make a child who is deaf-blind like Elliot smile this Christmas. That's TOY to 82727. Text costs £3 plus your standard network rate. Sense will receive 100% of your donation. Thank you.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news at 3.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Joe Cox accused offers no court defence. Trump backs Farage for ambassador role and Kanye West is hospitalised.
Talk Radio.
The jury in the Joe Cox murder trial has been told not to assume Thomas Mary's guilty because he opted not to give evidence. The MP was killed in her West Yorkshire constituency just days before the EU referendum. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports from the Old Bailey.
He's told the 8 men and 4 women on the jury Mr. Mayor had the right not to testify and leave it to the prosecution to prove his guilt. Mr. Justice Wilkie also said they must be sure it was him who shot and stabbed Joe Cox outside her constituency surgery in Batley and Spen in June, as Mr. Mayor denies it. Joe Cox's husband Brendan has been in court this afternoon. He hung his head and touched his wedding ring while listening to the trial come to an end.
An 18-year-old has been found guilty of murdering an older man he met on the dating app Grindr. Ben Bamford stabbed 52-year-old Paul Jeffries more than 40 times after building up a £400 drug debt. A woman has died in Kent and police are searching for a missing pensioner in South Wales after more disruption caused by heavy rain and strong winds. Coast Guards in Dover managed to get the 39-year-old out of the water off Folkestone Harbour this morning, but she couldn't be saved. MPs have mocked Donald Trump's suggestion Nigel Farage should be the UK's ambassador to the United States. It's after the president-elect tweeted to say the UKIP leader would do a great job. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson has dismissed the idea.
We have a first-rate ambassador in Washington doing a very good job of relating both with the president administration and the administration to be, and there is no vacancy for that position.
And Kanye West has reportedly been admitted to hospital for exhaustion a day after cancelling his tour. It's understood the rapper's being treated for sleep deprivation in Los Angeles after police were called to reports of a disturbance yesterday.
Talk Radio national weather.
Any rain clearing in eastern Scotland and the northeast of England, but most parts of the UK will be cloudy this afternoon with further rain and risks of flooding. Highs of 11 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. Victoria there with the live news.
It was pre-recorded.
Pre-recorded news. And here is Kate Partridge with the sport live from a car chase that's been held up by a tractor.
Good afternoon, I'm Kate Partridge. Tottenham captain Hugo Lloris is putting aside contract renewal talks to focus on matches ahead of tonight's crucial Champions League fixture at Monaco following two defeats in Europe. Several high-profile Spurs players have signed new terms, but the France goalkeeper is a key exception. Speaking yesterday, though, Lloris wasn't interested in talking about a new deal.
There's nothing to worry about, and let's see what will happen. But as I used to say, I feel fully committed with the club. I'm enjoying my time in Tottenham, but at the moment I'm only focused on the game of tomorrow.
Commentary of tonight's match is live on TalkSport. TalkSport 2 has Sporting Lisbon versus Real Madrid, while Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri insists the Champions League isn't to blame for his side's domestic title defence. Tonight, they can make history by reaching the last 16 in Europe's elite competition with a draw at home to Club Bruges, while in the Premier League, Leicester are only 14th, though Ranieri is focused on tonight's task first.
We know we have to fight a lot, and we have to change his way. Now we have the opportunity to go to the Champions League in the knockout. We achieve the third position. Of course, now we want to achieve something more.
Meanwhile, tonight's match in League Two, Yeovil against Crawley, has been postponed due to a waterlogged pitch. And Liverpool goalkeeper Adam Bogdan's loan spell at Wigan is expected to end after he tore a knee ligament in Saturday's goalless draw at Barnsley. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
It was. That was the sports news there with Kate Partridge, pre-recorded live from a car chase that got held up by a tractor. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, and we'll do the big debate next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. A lot of texts coming in and tweets. Thank you very much. On which animal's teeth would you like put in your mouth should your teeth be kicked in by some thugs? Lil says whale teeth. Whale teeth. Okay. Alex has said chimp or possibly clam teeth. No, then he writes, no, wait, human. I go with human teeth. Can't have human teeth. It has to be a different kind of animal. That's a texter that we've decided to run with. If your teeth were kicked out, like the bloke from Strictly, and also like our paper reviewer Kyle some years ago, what animal teeth would you have grafted into your mouth to replace them? 87222.
Start your message with the word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Right then, let's crack on, because it's about time for the big debate.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
Here we go. So on the front of the Sun newspaper this morning comes news that Kinder Eggs, the popular toy that comes with a child inside it, are being put together by slaves. According to the Sun's investigation, Kinder Eggs are being laid by children as young as six in Romanian battery farms, where the children are kept in cages and force-fed chocolate until they're ready to lay. The children, or Kinder Eggs, are usually stuffed with toys, because what happens is after the chocolate feed, the children are forced to eat toys as well, which during the digestive process gets contained within the chocolate in the child's oviduct like a bird before the child sitting on some straw pops it out. And the fact that these Kinder Egg farms exist has angered people. But not Fletch, who's on the line now. Good afternoon, Fletch.
Oh, good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Hello. Good afternoon. Now, you've not called in about the Kinder Egg farms, of course, but you heard me say the word bird in there, and that's why you phoned in on 20,000. And you heard me say the word bird. You want to see an end to birds, I understand. You're sick of birds. Don't want birds anymore.
Let me tell you a little bit about what goes on in my community, John.
Yeah.
Actually, before we get started, we might want to just point out that some breeds of birds do have quite funny names. And under radio regulations, I believe we're allowed to use them if we're referring to the birds in question.
Yeah.
So, just to save you a few phone calls. There's a lot of bird fanciers in my community.
Yeah.
To start off with, there's Mr. Barraclough, who lives next door to me.
Yeah.
He has got probably the biggest cock I've seen in a very long time.
Yes.
He shows it off. It's actually a prize-winning cock.
Yeah.
He shows it off quite a lot. He gets it out around and about in the street.
Can I just stop you there? Because, for many reasons. And move that on slightly. And clarify that this is a cockerel. The thing is, if you have got a magnificent cockerel, you know, it's something you are going to be proud of, isn't it? And show off. I mean, what's wrong with that? If he's got one, show it a hell off, Fletch.
It scares the local children. I mean, the plumage on it alone is something to behold.
I find this interesting because a cock will crow, won't it?
It will do. Yeah,
and that's two. Yeah, that's two birds in one.
Yeah,
and other birds don't make the sound of the name of another bird. I think there's only the cockerel that will do it. A crow doesn't cock.
Crowing the cockerel does often scare the neighbour I have on the other side, Mrs. Mackay.
Yeah.
Now, she has a couple of birds. Yeah. Can you guess what she's got?
I hope they're sparrows.
No, she has a couple of boobies.
Yeah.
Blue-footed boobies.
Yeah.
Quite often the big cock from one side is scaring the boobies on the other side.
Right, let me bring in... Let me bring in Clyde, who's on the other line. I wish we hadn't done this. Brings us on the other line here. Clyde, good afternoon. Welcome to Talk Radio.
Hello, John. Yes, I am a keen twitcher, ready to come to the defence of my feathered friends.
Good. Well, you've heard what Fletch has to say. He's got birds on either side of him. They're quite problematic. One neighbour's got a cockerel. The other one's got a couple of the blue-footed boobies. But he wants to see them in jail, Clyde. But he wants birds, literally jailbirds. What do you make of that, Clyde? What do you say to that? You're a twitcher.
Oh, I am indeed. No, I have to say that is an absolutely irresponsible idea. Do you know the amount of good that birds have done in our world, John?
Let me think. No.
No, well, let me tell you, they are some of our finest educators.
Yes.
We've learned so much. I mean, think in America... You have Big Bird, who is responsible. And let me tell you, in 2000, the United States Library of Congress named him a living legend. That's an actual fact.
Yes,
it's not. Obviously, in this country, we had the Y Bird. You know, how many of us have been educated by the inquisitorial nature of that little speckled feathered fellow?
Right, you're weird. Fletch, come back into the conversation for me. Mentioned you want birds jailed. We mentioned jailbirds. Now, look, you've not thought it through because think of the bird man of Alcatraz, half man, half bird, bitten by radioactive prison. Look what happened there.
Yeah, he was serving a bit of bird himself, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Very good.
Yes, the problem you've got with putting... I mean, I prefer to kill all birds. I mean, putting them in prison together is going to be an issue. I mean, we wouldn't want, for instance, Mr. Barraclough's big cock rubbing up against a pair of tits, would we?
Well, no, but...
Mr. Barraclough's cock...
Let me just clarify. Right, let me just stop this, for God's sake. And clarify again that is a cockerel. That is in a garden.
Of course, we're only talking about bird species here.
I know that. I'm just clarifying it for anyone who's just happened to tune in. To tune in and wonder what the hell was going on.
If you ask Bill Oddie what his favourite bird is,
I'm not going to ask.
You know that there's a red shafted flicker. It's a North American type of woodpecker. The red shafted flicker there.
Right. So.
Just got a list of these.
Let me just. Whose idea was it? Let me just come into. I want to bring in Sweden. I don't even know the trials they've been doing in Sweden, gentlemen. This is where they've done border. This is about migrant birds, right? So birds migrate. We know that, right? That is a problem. That is foreign birds coming into the country. It annoys the Daily Mail. You know now. There's on the front of the pages of the papers today. You know for a fact that birds now cannot visit the RSPB unless they've got their passports with them. Right?
They do bring a lot of income into the German Christmas markets, though, don't they?
Yeah, I'm not arguing with that. All I'm saying is that there is a talk now of birds having to show their passports whenever they're injured and go to the RSPB. And if they're foreign migrant birds that have flown over here, they won't be allowed treatment. That is it on the front of the papers. Now, in Sweden, of course, they've made border checks 300 foot high, as you know, to stop birds just willy-nilly flying into Sweden. So they have built the border checkpoints up 300 foot high to stop the birds mid-flight to check that they're coming, what country they're coming in from. I just wonder what you make of that, Fletch.
Well, the Swedish have a good defence system.
Yes.
The national bird of Sweden is, as you know, is the rough-faced shag.
Yeah.
And what they do is they line them up across the fjords and the cliff sides around Sweden, and they scare off the migrating birds. Yeah. Now, I'd like to employ something similar in this country.
Right. Clyde?
Yes?
Yes. Now, let's be clear on this, right? Now, birds migrate into this country, Clyde, right?
Absolutely, yes, every year.
Yes, that's right.
Some via the sky, some underneath, like penguins.
Yes.
They get in through the aqueduct.
Well, I want to ask you this. You're a bird expert. You're a bird fan.
I'm a birder.
You're a birder. Twitcher. Birds in boats. There's a lot of talk, again, in the newspapers of migrant birds coming to this country in boats. What do you make of birds in boats? I'm specifically thinking, I'm specifically thinking, as you know, of the owl and the pussycat. Right? And that owl, despite being able to fly, was in a boat. What do you make of that, Clyde?
Well, you know, we were lucky in that instance that it was a pea green boat that we were able to spot. But listen, I think it's got blown all out of proportion since Madagascar, the film, not the country.
Yes.
And, you know, highlighting the commando-like tendencies of penguins.
Yes.
You know, and we don't need to be alarmed about this. Birds have been throughout all our seasons. At Thanksgiving, there is the turkey.
Yes.
At Christmas, it is the goose that gets set.
Yes.
Right? At Valentine's Day, it is the lovebirds. And at Easter, there are eggs, which come from birds.
Yes.
So there we are. There's a bird for all seasons.
All right. Clyde there with his whatever his point was, and Fletch very much the opposite. We've run out of time, actually, for the big debate. Getting fairly heated there. Sum up the... first of all, how many birds are there, yes or no? Very simple question, Finney. How many birds are there, yes or no, Fletch?
14.
No, yes or no? Simple yes or no answer.
Oh, sorry, no.
No. Clyde?
About yes.
Yeah.
But increasing every yes.
Okay. And finally, sum up the debate for me in one word, and be careful. Clyde?
Woodcock.
Great. There we have it. The big debate on birds. Do you have an opinion? Do we need birds in this day and age, or are they just a feathery menace in the sky? Do get in touch with us. Do we need birds in post-Brexit Britain when we've got anaglypta wallpaper and hoodies? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And to be clear, they're all species of bird. You're listening to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Amigo loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. Amigoloans.co.uk.
The big games keep coming on BT Sport, and the UEFA Champions League is as big as they get. On Tuesday, Spurs and Leicester are in action. Then on Wednesday, Arsenal take on the mighty PSG and Borussia Mönchengladbach play Man City. On Thursday, Man United face Feyenoord in the UEFA Europa League. Then on Saturday, it's another huge London derby. Chelsea Spurs, 5:30 kickoff. Four competitions, one venue. BT Sport. BT Sport customers can watch 42 Premier League matches, all of the UEFA Champions League games, plus up to 24 Emirates FA Cup matches.
John? I think we need to make our marriage work harder.
What? It's the moustache, isn't it?
No, it's our marriage allowance. There's up to £220 waiting for us to claim. Although, I think you could lose the moustache.
Yes, dear.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply online at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Tyne and Wear, there's still problems through Monkton with the eastbound side of the A194 Leam Lane closed approaching the Lindisfarne roundabout following a vehicle fire. In Dorset, it looks like you've been let past the scene of an accident now on the A30 Babylon Hill through Yeovil, but there's still some restrictions as the four vehicles involved are recovered. The flooding around Devon looks like it's subsiding. Certainly the Exmouth Road in Exmouth has reopened between Exmouth and Topsham. Problems though in Londonderry for the A6 through Castle Dawson. That's been closed for the recovery of a lorry which is overturned. I'm Joanna Adams.
It's time for the Ford Black Friday upgrade event. Save up to £4,250 on a new Ford when you upgrade your old car. It's on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Oh, and even Monday. The Ford Black Friday upgrade event between the 25th and 28th of November. A Black Friday so amazing, it lasts until Monday. Go to ford.co.uk to find out more. Ford. Go further.
Available to retail customers only who own a vehicle 4 years or older. Saving advertised to the recommended retail price, including VAT. Contract from the 25th to the 28th of November and register from the 25th of November to the 31st of December 2016. Savings from £1,150 to £4,250 dependent on model. Certain models excluded at participating Ford dealers only.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And for that, we apologise. Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. A lot of reactions coming in to the big debate. Here some of them are. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
John, all birds are species that have wings. Therefore, if you get rid of birds, you're getting rid of Paul McCartney. I don't think we can do that.
Yep.
At least get rid of Ringo Starr first has come in.
Right, thank you. And a lot of people putting a number on birds, just saying how many birds is acceptable. The answer, just glancing down here, seems to be five birds. But any more than that, people don't like the idea. The government, meanwhile, saying 40,000 more birds by 2018. So, but how are we going to pay for it? That's the question. Anyway, that debate's set to run and run. Of course, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Regular listeners to this programme of a couple of weeks ago, roundabout Bonfire Night, will be aware that the provincial area of London known as Bromley has a new son. For a local celebrity was asked to commentate, to host, to compare, to MC Bromley's Bonfire Night evening, whereby some fireworks went off and a man interviewed a local MP on it. Well, and that was very much our very own Cornelius.
Hello, yes. Beckenham Fireworks. That's in Bromley, it. Yeah.
So what happened? Remind us what happened.
So I was bestowed with the town of Beckenham's highest honour.
Yeah.
And was asked to host the fireworks at Croydon Recreation Ground.
That's right.
Croydon Road Recreation Ground.
And it went all right, didn't it?
With aplomb, John.
Who?
It went off with aplomb.
What, the firework?
Yeah.
Okay, so you did that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and at the time, I think you were compared to by someone you interviewed and told to say this. You were like the new David Bowie.
David Bowie, yeah, who had also compared an event in that very park.
Yes,
and people saying sort of I was up there with him. That's just their words. I don't like to repeat them.
Well, they were your
words. I'm humbled.
Your words that you made them say for it.
Well, you can't prove that
on tape, but I know what happened. So, but I've got bad news for you, Cornelius.
Yeah.
And it's this. So you, as the new toast of Bromley,
mm-hmm.
for this, have been usurped.
How so?
Well, listen to this. Okay. First of all, Bromley High Street. Does it have Christmas lights in it?
Oh, huge, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, Bromley goes big.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, no, not really. They're pretty poor. But yeah, Bromley does have Christmas lights on, yeah.
Are they on now? I mean, have they come on of an evening?
I was there yesterday evening and saw them turned on. Yeah. Presumably, they must have been testing them or something ahead of the big switch on.
Yes, here's the news. So they were turned on at the weekend by a celebrity.
Sorry?
By a celebrity. And the celebrity they asked to turn on Bromley's Christmas lights. And this is as appalling for him as it is for you, to be honest. And just shows you what's happening to him. Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills.
Sorry?
Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills switched on Bromley High Street's Christmas lights at the weekend with Alice Perrin from Channel 4's Tattoo Fixers.
Who?
Yes.
Okay.
Now,
I was busy.
Yeah, so they did ask you. I just want to be clear, they did ask you.
I was busy at the time, so I wasn't able to make Sunday. I had a different thing going on.
What was that?
On Sunday. I went to Chislehurst Caves.
Did you?
Yeah.
To switch them on?
No, just to have a look around.
Right. They didn't ask you, did they?
I was busy, so didn't really ask you, did they?
Ask
I wasn't able to attend. This is a shame, because I would have loved
to. That's the Radio 1 DJ, Scott Mills.
They did that. They must have.
And Alice Perrin from Channel 4.
They must have gone.
Fixers to...
We need someone off the radio.
Yeah.
And I was busy, unfortunately. They must have known that somehow. So they've asked Scott Mills.
Yeah. So all I'm saying. I just thought I'd tell you. But what's interesting about this is that, of course. And you should take heart from this. Because as I say, it's just bad for him. So, you know, you were asked to do the fireworks, right? And that's very much... Let's be general. You're on your way up.
Yes.
I mean, you've probably peaked, but, you know, at least that's a...
Mm.
You know. Whereas Scott Mills... I mean, that smacks of on the way down to me. I mean, I don't know, you know, how big Bromley's Christmas light switch on is.
I'm very much passing him at base camp.
And as for Alice Perrin from Channel 4's Tattoo Fixers... I mean, wow.
I don't know what that is.
Neither do I. Anyway, I just wanted to mention it to you, that's all. I didn't want you to feel bad about it, I just wanted to mention it.
I was busy, so it didn't work out this year.
Yeah.
Hopefully I am available next year. You'll have to get in early with the booking.
Why don't you just go over there?
What, go.
Right, and just make yourself, little self feel better. Just pop the lights on and off. You switch them off at first. There you go. Right. Do a little speech now. The studio's now gone into darkness. A little speech, just a little one, and then turn on the...
Hello, Talk Radio!
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Are you having fun?
Does it sound like it?
Did you see Alice Perrin from Tattoo Fixers?
Yay.
Yeah. Right, are we ready? Yeah, good. Right, are you ready?
Me?
Yeah, are you ready to turn on the lights?
I'm not turning on the lights, you're turning on the lights.
Yeah, are you ready to count down with me?
Yes.
I said, are you ready to count down? I can't hear you.
Yes!
Right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's not working.
Press it again. Wish Scott Mills was here. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Now, we've been outside, as you would expect us to, onto the streets to find out what the people think. Are we doing that next or now?
Next.
Okay, fine. No, we're not. Do it now. Oh, can't do it next. Got to do a Kickstarter next, haven't we?
Oh.
Little admin meeting. Do you want to do it now? Yeah, we'll do it now. Do you want to do it
I mean, the more we decide to do it now or not, the less we can do it now.
Oh, now it's time for the news. Okay, fine. Right, so you're listening to Talk Radio. We might well go on the streets to find out what some people think. Shortly, we'll also give away some meat. That's right, chicken, beef or lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday!
In a game of band or moth. All to come on the programme before 4 o'clock. It's just coming up to 3:30. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Jurors have been told not to assume a man is guilty of murdering MP Joe Cox because he didn't give any evidence at his trial. 53-year-old Thomas Mair denies killing the mother of two in West Yorkshire in June. An 18-year-old has been found guilty of murdering a civil servant he met on the dating app Grindr. Government tax adviser Paul Jeffries was found stabbed to death at his home in Mayfield in East Sussex in February. Ben Bamford will be sentenced tomorrow. Nigel Farage insists he's in a good position to help Donald Trump's team after the US President-elect said he should be an ambassador to America. But the government has dismissed the idea, saying the job is already taken. Jan Halper-Hayes from Republicans Abroad has told Talk Radio it's no surprise Mr. Trump made the suggestion.
Frankly, when the tape came out and all that uproar, it was only Nigel Farage, Jeff Sessions and Rudy Giuliani who really stuck by Trump right at that moment. And Trump values loyalty and fairness above all.
A woman has died after being rescued by a helicopter from the sea near Folkestone in Kent. A 39-year-old was spotted off the harbour area just before 7 o'clock this morning. Meanwhile, almost 150 people who were stranded on a ferry off the coast of Pembrokeshire are now back on land. It had to spend the night out at sea as it was considered too dangerous to dock. And a dodo skeleton has sold for £346,000 at auction. It's the first almost complete one to have come up for sale in nearly a century. The weather's slowly turning drier across most parts overnight, although there'll be a few rainy spells in the south. Cold with lows of just 1 degree. Tomorrow mostly dry and sunny across the north. Cloudy across the south with some showers and highs of 10. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much indeed. Victoria there with the news, the live news.
It's okay.
All right. So, you are listening to Talk Radio. Still to come, as I say, game of band or moth. If you'd like to play a game of band or moth, here's the number to get involved. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then somehow intimate that you'd like to play a game of band or moth. You'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Your Scott Mills is not available.
Right.
In the next half an hour, we'll also be talking to Kate Lawler, who is currently on Virgin Radio, because I, after this show, will go straight downstairs to present 3 hours of Virgin Radio while I'm sitting in on drive time all week. That's right, playing music. So we'll talk to Kate Lawler in what I believe is called a DJ handover in around 15 minutes' time, if the technology works. Anyway, we're going to help a Kickstarter next. We're going to give it a kick up the arse on Talk Radio.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then, this is where we like to help people. Oh, well, we always like to help people, if I'm honest. But we like to help people specifically who are begging for the public coin. Kickstarter projects that we kind of like the look of are given a little bit of a kick up the arse by inviting the perpetrator onto the radio to talk us through it. If you'd like to get in touch with your Kickstarter and get a radio boost, then 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Let's meet somebody. And on the line now is a Kickstarter project in human form. He's called James. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very good, thank you. And what a pertinent question you ask, James. First of all, may I say, although you've asked me a human being how I am, whereas you are concerned with how pets are for your Kickstarter. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. Yeah. So I'm a vet, right. And while I worked as a vet, I often came across pet owners not really knowing in a lot of detail what their pets are up to. And so I thought we could look to solve that problem using technology and sensors.
Yeah.
And track and monitor pets to help them live happier and longer lives.
In what way does us knowing what they're doing as human beings and owners help them have a longer and better life? Because, it's a bit... I mean, I'm going to play the naysayer for a moment, James, before I come around inevitably on your side. But, because that's how it works. But in what way does it make an animal happier if we know what it's doing?
So you can use Felcana as a pet owner to know what your pet's up to all the time. And that means you can treat your pet. If you think your dog or cat is a little unwell, you can pay it more attention.
Okay.
And therefore, make your pet healthier.
Does it diagnose? I mean, is this a sort of... is it a case of the pet's feeling a little bit, run down? Because there are signs that pets are run down, I suppose, and you can tell me, being a vet, whether this is true or not. But if your dog's nose is dry, that's a sign that there might be something wrong with the dog. Is that true?
Yes.
Right.
So what we can do with our Felcana system is continually monitor your dog or your cat.
Yeah.
And we identify, small changes in either your pet's behavior.
Yeah.
That can be, how much your dog or cat sleeps. It can be how much your cat goes outside.
Yeah.
And we can use that information as veterinarians to try and identify signs of disease earlier and diagnose disease more effectively.
I see. So would you have, if this, and we'll talk about the actual gadgetry in a moment, but does it sort of feed information back to, let's call it a doggy database, in your surgery, so you've kind of got a sort of real-time update of your customers and clients' pets? Is that how it works?
Yeah, ultimately that's how it works.
And so in terms of how the gadget works, so what is it physically that attaches to the pet?
So we have a Felcana Helix device, we call it. That device is continually monitoring your pet, and it connects to the internet and sends that data to our system. We also have what we call micro-location beacons that you can place around your home that give very accurate data on exactly where your pet is and what they're doing.
You'd have to have a pretty big home for that, because I mean, in my house, I'd pretty much know where the pet was.
Well, what the micro-location beacons do is allow us to measure very specific behavior patterns like drinking or eating or your cat going in and out of the cat flap. And that's really useful for us vets, because we can use Felcana to notice any changes in those behaviors. So if your dog or your cat starts to drink a lot more water, for example, that could be a sign of diseases. Diabetes is a common one, kidney failure, that sort of thing.
Because often, is it true as a vet that sometimes a pet owner, people with busy lives, etc., etc., wouldn't necessarily notice their pet was ill until it was quite late on in if they caught something, because you don't notice until they become quite ill, do you? And then you take them to the vet. Whereas this catches it early. That's the gist of it.
Yes, exactly. So we can catch it earlier. Yeah. We can alert you as a pet owner to that change, and then we can also provide data to vets for them to diagnose that change more effectively.
Yeah. There's those new sort of home nest systems where you can turn your heating and your lights on and off via your mobile phone that you can see adverts for sort of constantly. Is there a way to enact your pet, so i.e. if your pet needs feeding, there's a kind of way you can control a bowl of food with a lid on it or something like that. Is that technology kind of available?
So that technology is available, and that's something we're looking to develop as well in our platform.
Yeah.
So in the future, we envisage that Felcana will be the Nest system for your home.
One slight problem might be, right, is that nefarious types, James, could presumably attach said equipment surreptitiously to their partner and thus track their behaviour.
You could. Mm. I'm not sure our systems would work particularly well in that scenario, because they're designed for pets. Mm. So I think the activity pattern is going to be slightly different for a human being. So I'm not sure it'd be hugely useful, but you could give it a go.
Give it a go. I mean, at the end of the day, if your other half is, let's say, doing it doggy style with someone else, one would know about it by you inserting your system somewhere.
Well, I'm not sure you'd know too much about it, but it's certainly something we could look to incorporate into a similar product in the future.
I'm just trying to help, James. You know, it's just throwing your ideas at you. It is interesting to know where your animal is, I guess. In terms of, it's for dogs and cats at the moment. I mean, you're looking to expand this because people have fairly exotic pets these days.
Yeah, so we're focusing on dogs and cats at the moment. Yep. But we're always looking to expand into different pets. Mice, rabbits, etc.
You could put one on a gerbil, and you'd know wherever it was in Richard Gere's house.
Absolutely. if we could miniaturise it enough, then you could potentially stick it on a gerbil.
James, what do we get for coming in on your funding? Because I think you tell us where you are and how much you need and how long we got left.
Yeah, so we're looking to raise £25,000 on Kickstarter. Yep. We've got 22 days left. We have raised 52% of our goal, I think, as we stand.
Yep.
Anyone that's out there that's interested in getting on board, we'd love to have you on board and to get you you part of our sort of Felcana system.
Yep. And what do we get for Kickstarter sort of initiatives, as it were?
Yeah, so our base pack is our entire Felcana ecosystem.
Yep.
That comes in at £59, which is a 54% discount off our future recommended retail price.
Yeah, good. Yep. We'll find you, and then Felcana is F-E-L-C-A-N-A, right?
That's correct, and that's a play on feline and canine.
That was going to be my next question, so thank you for answering it. a play on feline and canine with an A at the end of it. It's catchy. Felcana. That's James, who has that idea as a Kickstarter. It's basically, they're smart sensors that listen to your pet and then feed back to the vet's database, which catches illnesses early, which, can't be a bad thing, can it, necessarily? Anyway, if you want to be involved, go to Kickstarter, search for Felcana. If, on the other hand, you have a Kickstarter idea of your own and want it promoted on Britain's 32nd most listened to radio station out of a possible 39, then why not get in touch as we can give another Kickstarter a kick up the arse on the radio. Here's the number, 87222. Cass will say this in a minute.
Start your message with Word Talk.
There you go, she's trying to make the microphone work. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message then, word you like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I am and remain John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
eBay has huge savings on top tech brands for this Black Friday.
Right, so the plan is to start queuing at the electrical store at the crack of dawn.
HD TVs and games consoles? Click.
Then I'll run across the high street to the phone shop.
Smartphones and tablets? Click.
Then jump the barrier by the alleyway to get to the camera shop.
First aid kits. Click. Grab a bargain on lots of the latest tech products and more. Just click this Black Friday on eBay. The ultimate beat the crowds on Black Friday shop.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is great.
If there's clutter in your gutter, get a brush.
Hedgehog.
If there's clutter in your gutter, get a brush.
Hedgehog.
If there's clutter in your gutter, don't be daft, don't be a nutter. Just be sure to get a hedgehog gutter brush.
Say goodbye to gutter clutter with the amazing Hedgehog Gutter Brush. See it in action and find a local stockist now at hedgehoggutterbrush.com.
If there's clutter in your gutter, don't be daft, don't be a nutter. Just be sure to get a hedgehog gutter brush. Think of the little.
Please get ready to text a gift to help a child who is deafblind like Elliot this Christmas. Christmas is a magical time for children. But imagine if you're Elliot. Imagine not seeing the Christmas tree or hearing a carol. But today, your text could help light up Christmas for a child who is deafblind like Elliot. Just text TOY to 82727 to give £3 to Sense, a leading national charity. Your text could buy a sensory toy that introduces a child to wonderful new sensations. So text TOY to 82727 and make a child who is deafblind like Elliot smile this Christmas. That's TOY to 82727. Text costs £3 plus your standard network rate. Sense will receive 100% of your donation. Thank you.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Tyne and Wear, there's still problems through Monkton with the eastbound side of the A194 Leam Lane closed, approaching the Lindisfarne roundabout following a vehicle fire. In Dorset, it looks like you've been let past the scene of an accident now on the A30 Babylon Hill through Yeovil, but there's still some restrictions as the four vehicles involved are recovered. The flooding around Devon looks like it's subsiding. Certainly the Exmouth Road in Exmouth has reopened between Exmouth and Topsham. Problems though in Londonderry for the A6 through Castle Dawson. That's been closed for the recovery of a lorry which is overturned. I'm Joanna Adams.
It's time for the Ford Black Friday upgrade event. Save up to £4,250 on a new Ford when you upgrade your old car. It's on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Oh, and even Monday. The Ford Black Friday upgrade event between the 25th and 28th of November. A Black Friday so amazing, it lasts until Monday. Go to ford.co.uk to find out more. Ford. Go further.
Available to retail customers only who own a vehicle 4 years or older. Saving advertised to the recommended retail price, including VAT. Contract from the 25th to the 28th of November and register from the 25th of November to the 31st of December 2016. Savings from £1,150 to £4,250 dependent on model. Certain models excluded at participating Ford dealers only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And very shortly, we will be talking to Kate Lawler, who is live on Virgin Radio, while we remain live on Talk Radio in a magnificent technological crossover. If we fade up Virgin Radio now, she's downstairs on Virgin Radio. Kate, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, hello, Kate.
I can hear you.
How are you?
Oh, I sound weird.
Do you?
Yeah, I sound like I'm in a TARDIS.
Okay.
This is odd.
Okay, well, you're not...
Why do I sound odd?
I don't know, you don't sound odd to me.
Okay, good. So well, let's hope everybody
fine.
Can hear us.
So, yes, you're on Virgin Radio right now, mm-hmm. our sister station. I'm on Talk Radio here. This is a magnificent Avengers Assemble-style moment.
Yeah.
The reason for this, of course, let's explain, is that I am about to come run down the stairs, push you out of the way and sit in for Matt Richardson for 3 hours.
Please don't push me out of the way.
All right, I won't push you. I'll be gentle. So, I believe you've got some sort of... What are you doing?
Yeah, well, we're doing something today, which I hopefully you can't cheat with like you did yesterday with Celebrity Birthday Bingo.
Didn't cheat.
It's called Knowing Me, Knowing You. We do this every week with Matt Richardson.
Yep. Knowing me, knowing you. Aha!
Are you ready?
Oh, I've never been more ready, Kate.
Yay! Three facts about one another. The other person has to guess whether they're true or false.
Okay.
All right, you'll go first.
Right, so I give you a fact about me.
Yeah, any
okay.
fact.
Okay, fine. I was a sound engineer on a platinum-selling album.
Definitely. You are such a geek. I can imagine that being true.
It is true.
I knew it.
It is true.
I have a scar on the back of my leg where I burnt it on a hot exhaust pipe of a moped in Ayanapa.
True.
False. It was my friend Ashley who did it.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
You'll go.
I was once arrested in Texas.
No, you're way too sensible to be arrested.
No, I was arrested in Texas.
Were you?
Yes, I was.
Tell the story quick.
Well, it was all to do with driving at 115 miles an hour in a 50 zone.
Did you get locked up in the slammer?
There was a bit of slamming and there was a bit of bonnet spreading, let's put it like that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to have been there for that. Name three reality TV shows I've appeared on.
Oh, God. All right, Big Brother.
Yep.
I don't know any reality TV shows. Definitely Big Brother. I didn't know you did more than... Did you do more than that?
I did.
God.
Time out.
What?
Nope, sorry.
Oh, all right.
You'll go.
Wait, go on, what were they?
I know.
Who's that?
That's Cornelius.
Hello, Cornelius. Oh,
you're
Cornelius.
On Hole in the Wall, weren't you?
That's not a reality TV show.
Come on, Cornelius.
Oh, whatever.
You could have had Love Island, Celebrity Wrestling.
Celebrity Wrestling. Hole in the Wall's her nickname.
It was Lawler the Brawler. Excuse me!
What? Right, here's my other... Who's fat? My go, is
yeah,
it?
Your go.
Okay. I once shared a bed with the Citizen Smith actor Robert Lindsay.
False.
It is false. I once actually shared a bed with Zed Cars actor Stratford Johns.
Did you?
Yes.
What a fact that is.
It was a musical. It was Scrooge the musical, and I was doing the... I was on stage, and he had to be in bed with a big light-up coat that he had to wear, and I had to go in the bed with him and attach it to a car battery at the relevant time.
You have got so many stories.
Oh,
please
yeah.
tell more of these on Virgin After Four.
All right, fine.
I collect fridge magnets. True or false?
True.
Yeah, it is true. I have over 50.
Of course you do.
Yeah, I know.
Good.
I'm like
what's your favourite one?
I don't have a favourite. They're just all so amazing.
Oh, that's lovely.
Anyway, he's on from 4 o'clock. Wow. Thanks, John. We have to go because we need to play some more music. You do some more chat.
Okay, do it.
Bye.
Kay Lawler there on... There it is. Look,
Virgin. He's on from 4 o'clock.
On 4 o'clock. Fade her out now. Right, that's... I'll be running down there in a minute in order to go on Virgin and play some songs at your head. Right then. Small matter, though, of giving away some meat on the programme because that's what we've been promising you. Here on Talk Radio, it's a game of band or today, because you may well have seen that Theresa May did a speech to the CBI yesterday, and as she was doing it, a moth landed on her hair. So this is a game of band or moth. It's either the name of a band or the name of a moth. On the telephone to play is Rachel. Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Were you listening to Kate Lawler there?
Yes, I was.
Would you have guessed that any of those facts about her were true?
I could have done, considering.
I know some other facts about her as well, but they're unbroadcastable.
Ah, fair enough. Well, we all watched Big Brother when she was on there.
Well,
so
yes.
I can understand that. Back in the day.
Yeah. not so long ago, these ones. Anyway, so, Rachel, what do you do, Rachel? Where are you?
I am a content analyst and part-time actress. I live in Walton on Thames with my two children, husband and a cat.
How very nice. Well, let me add to your family by bringing you the gift of meat. This is a game, as you know, of band or moth. Now, you can win your choice of chicken, beef or lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg because we're not racist.
Okay.
Which of those would you like?
I'll go for the veg, please, because I'm a vegetarian.
Excellent choice. A box of organic veg winging its way to Walton, should you score correctly in the game of band or moth, which we're going to play right now.
Okay.
You'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello.
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 And I'm going to call out the name of things. It's either a band or a make of moth. and as broadcast through the glass, we'll be keeping score. Okay, here we go then. Alphabetical order. Rachel versus Cornelius. Rachel first.
Okay.
Band or moth? Black witch. Black witch.
Oh, that's a moth, isn't it?
It is a moth. Very good. Cornelius. Death's head.
Moth.
Yes. Wolf heart. Rachel.
Ooh, that sounds like a band.
It is a band, yes. Cornelius, Diamondback.
Band.
Moth. Diamond Head. Rachel.
Oh, that's a moth, I think.
It's a band, it's a band. It's a Diamond Head, a band, yeah. Rimfrost. Cornelius.
Band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mung moth. Band or moth? Mung moth.
I want to say a band because it's too obvious for a moth.
Mm-hmm. You sure?
Band.
It's a moth. Crimson moonlight.
Band.
Yes. Yeah. Rachel, cocaine tussock.
Band.
He's a moth, would you believe it? A cocaine tussock moth is a moth. Saturian mist. Cornelius, Saturian mist.
Band.
It's a band, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
American dagger. Rachel.
A band?
It's a moth.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's a moth. Cornelius, bee moth. Bee moth.
Bee moth?
Bee moth.
Band.
Moth.
Moth.
Rachel.
Yeah.
Behemoth.
A moth?
A band!
Band.
Oh.
Cornelius. The common carpet muncher.
Moth.
Yes. Common carpet moth eats carpets. That's absolutely true. Indian meal moth.
Moth.
Moth, yes. Don't know what that eats.
No, Indian.
A band or moth, Cornelius? Fanny Bloom.
Band.
Yes. Comet moth, Rachel. Comet moth.
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 Mm-hmm.
And Cornelius, band or moth?
Band.
No, I haven't finished yet. hairy lemon?
Moth.
Band.
Oh.
Right then. We have to work out the scores, of course, to find out whether or not you, Rachel from Walton, have won yourself a box of organic veg. So, we need to go to ask Prod Cass, who is through the glass right now. Do we need to fire up the system? We're going to fire up the system. Okay, here we go. It's a dial-up system. I warn you now, Rachel, that it's quite a slow system because it's a dial-up. So just bear with us. Apologies for that. In advance. Takes ages.
Sam's on his way in.
What?
Ouch.
What did you say, Cass? You're telling me what?
I was just saying Sam's on his
Sam way. Delaney's on his way in, is he? Yeah. Alright, fine enough. Good.
The mic went up and I wasn't expecting it to.
Yeah. Right, so we're just putting your name into the system here, Rachel.
Alright.
Bear with us. Oh. So,
Oh, sorry. How do you spell your name, Rachel?
R-A-C-H-E-L.
A-C-H-E-L. Oh. No. I'll print it off anyway.
Okay.
Just printing.
So it's quite a slow printer.
Yeah. Okay. I bet you can't wait to find out whether you've won some vegetables or not.
Oh, do you know, but this is exhilarating.
I know.
It's so much fun waiting.
Isn't it, though? It's a really slow printer. It's a like, dot matrix thing. It's really old.
Oh, God.
Very, very old. Oh, right, here we go.
Right, Cass actually kept the score, so we'll ask her.
Okay. Cass.
Yep.
For a box of organic veg.
Yep.
Give us the scores.
Cornelius.
Yeah, Cornelius.
Cornelius got 6.
Yes.
And Rachel.
Rachel.
Got 5.
Ah!
Which makes Rachel the winner! Come on! Congratulations, Rachel.
Why, thank you very much.
You have quite literally won yourself a box of organic vegetables. Well done, it's a budget thing.
Yay.
But you're on the way to Walton. That's Rachel there. In a game of band or moth, because a moth landed on Theresa May's hair. Right.
Is that true?
It is true.
Oh, wow.
Sam Delaney is in the studio, raring to go.
I'm usually right across breaking news, as you know. Like, I'm a, first and foremost, I am a journalist right on the cutting edge
of
all the news stories that are going on. So I feel embarrassed and ashamed that I didn't know about this moth incident.
Apparently a moth landed on her hair.
Well, I'm going to rip up my running order for the show. And heads are going to roll on my production and our vast news organisation. I don't know what Victoria Bourne's been doing.
No, wasting her time as usual.
Yeah, absolutely useless. Okay, so I was going to tell you, I'll tell you what was going to be on the show before I heard about that.
Yeah.
It's all fairly downbeat, right? Mm. First of all, Nazis in America shouting Hail Trump.
Right.
Really bad.
Yeah. Where did they do this?
This was at a conference of a so-called alt-right group.
Yeah.
With some horrible sort of... you know, they always make up names to sound like all casual. It's called, like, the National Institute for Studies or something. You think, yeah, I know what you're up to.
Is,
trying to sound all benign and generic. That, if that's not a sign of Nazism, I don't know what
that
is.
That spells out Nazi.
Yeah, it does. So that's not good. It's almost like, you know, the president's spokesman's condemned it, but it's sort of a bit like, listen, you're tacitly, you're kind of giving a green light. You've got to get up and say something big.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll be talking about that. Okay. We're also talking about how you've got to now show your passport for the to get treated on the NHS. We're still talking about Kanye West nearly dying, but now being okay. And that also, the fact that Russia are moving their nuclear bombs quite close to us and threatening us. So
all these, see what you mean about a downbeat.
All these things are awful. But listen, I've got an antidote inbuilt to the show. Because last night, who came in to pre-record a lengthy and exclusive interview with me to take the edge off of all this bad news? Sooty and Sweep.
No.
Sooty and Sweep came in. Sooty and Sweep, and Sue couldn't come, but she joined us on the phone.
Come on!
So we've got Sooty, a world exclusive. They're fresh back from hanging out with David Copperfield in Vegas.
Good.
And Sooty, Sweep, and Sue. It's revelatory. sometimes sails quite close to the knuckle. But I tell you what, stay tuned, because it's fantastic, as you would imagine, and it will really make the idea of Nazis and impending nuclear Armageddon, it'll take the edge off all of that.
There you go. Sam Delaney with you on Drive from 4. We're back tomorrow, 1 o'clock on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.